You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. It is Thursday, January 13th, and here it is, your daily dispatch. All right, our first daily dispatch story comes from Fortune.com. Cannabis compounds stopped COVID virus from infecting human cells in a lab study. Cannabis compounds prevented the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells, according to a laboratory study published by the Journal of Nature Products. Two compounds commonly found in hemp called cannabilergic acid, or CBGA, and CBDA were identified during a chemical screening effort as having potential to combat coronavirus, researchers from Oregon State University said. In the study, they bound to spike proteins found in the virus and blocked a step the pathogen uses to infect people. So there you go, folks. Smoke it up, I guess. It's for your health, after all. There you go. You can half bake your way to health and good fortune. Isn't it a wonderful thing? It's just, it's so funny. It's like cannabis prevents COVID. And everybody's like, wow, no way. That's awesome. Super cool. And it's like, yeah, so does horse dewormer. And there's like, shut up. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You're not allowed to test for it. Okay. So interesting, interesting stuff there. Yeah. You might call it a bong. I call it a vaccine. Okay. Vaccine. No thanks. I smoke a lot of weed. Our next story comes from Reuters.com. U.S. consumer prices post biggest rise in nearly 40 years. Inflation close to peaking. Yeah, we're pretty sure it's close to peaking. Or it's on an upward slope that won't end until we're all destitute. But, you know, one way or another, U.S. consumer prices increased solidly in December as rental accommodation and used cars maintained their strong gains, culminating in the largest annual rise in inflation in nearly four decades, which bolstered expectations from the Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates as early as March. So, yes, good job. Good job, everybody. Good job, Biden. Good job, the Fed. Good job, destroying the value of our money. Remember, if you get a 5% raise this year, you actually got a 2% reduction in your pay because there's been 7% inflation. Is your money keeping up with this? No, no, it's not. They're robbing you. They're destroying the value of your money. Just like how every empire before us collapses, America is going down the exact same path. We're going to do a little history lesson later in the show as well. I'm very excited about it. Our next story, American Heart Association Journal, 97.8% of adolescents and young adults with myocarditis had an mRNA COVID-19 shot. The American Heart Association's journal Circulation has published another abstract of a study with very alarming data from the effects of the COVID-19 experimental shots on heart disease in young people. This follows their study published a few weeks ago by cardiologist Stephen R. Gundry. Which published claim that UK medical doctor, that proof that COVID-19 vaccines are murder. And do you remember this when Twitter censored the American Heart Association because the limp-wristed scumbags at Twitter apparently have more authority about the human heart than the American Heart Association? You know, when it comes up to like, who, you know, where do we put our faith? Do we put it in the establishment that's had a, you know, 50 plus track record of helping, you know, cure diseases that affect the human heart? Or are we going to go with the narrative? And it turns out the narrative wins every time. It doesn't matter how authoritative or respected the other side is. The narrative will win because it's not about truth. It's not about facts. It's about control. 19 states have fewer than 15% of ICU beds left as healthcare staffing shortages complicate care. Well, maybe you should fire more nurses. Maybe you should give more nurses the axe because they refuse to get the vaccine, causing problems that now they're telling you they have to solve. It's just a brilliant method that they have, which has led to this. Biden's approval rating drops to new record low. Joe Biden's approval rating has dropped to a new record low with just 33% of Americans supporting the president, a massive drop of 11 points from just last month. Everybody hates Joe Biden. This is the headline for today. Everyone despises this despicable old vampire occupying the White House. It's our democracy. It's just all the people hate what all the leaders are doing, but that's our democracy.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. and you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Should I get into news now, or you guys want to do a history lesson? We'll do news. We'll do news. Don't worry. We'll do news. In fact, I have a bunch of great videos to show you. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show as well. We'll be welcoming Alex Stein, who trolled just all of Twitter yesterday absolutely brilliantly. And I don't know if it's a testament to his ability to act ridiculous and yet seem sincere, or whether it's just a matter of how insane the world is that even the most blatant parody is treated as legitimate, because the things that are legitimate are at the level of parody. Is it so absurd to think that there's a rapping nurse at the city council singing about vaccines? My God, a funny, very funny video, very funny guy, and succeeded in trolling much of the right wing. The right wing got trolled quite a bit yesterday, in fact. There was another video that people thought was real. It's very obvious some of these things aren't real. This was the one with the woman refusing to put a mask on in the plane. I didn't put it in – what? Which one? Lady Chongo? No, not the monkey mask. Or maybe it was a monkey mask. She's sitting in a plane and she's like, nope, quiet. You cannot tell me what to do. Is that the one you're talking about? That's Lady Chongo. Okay. I don't know what that is, but, maybe I didn't watch it till the end, but the whole plane is empty. There's like two rows that have people in them, and then the rest of the plane is empty. It's obviously fake. Where are the rest of the people? I don't know. It's not that hard, but a lot of people like thought it was real and were like, yeah, this is amazing. And it's like, no, it's fake. I don't know. Kind of strange. So, the right wing got bamboozled at least twice yesterday, and we'll be welcoming one of the bamboozlers himself at the 10 o'clock hour. But man, one of the things going on right now is the fact that the Democrats are just desperately trying to cheat, just desperately ripping out any foundation of, you know, rule of law that still exists, and just taking a jackhammer to the pillars of democracy with the attempt to do away with the filibuster. Now, this is a very interesting phenomenon taking place where, in fact, let's go ahead and go to, which one is it? Chuck Schumer. Yeah, here you go. Clip number three here. Chuck Schumer speaks on the Senate floor in defense of the filibuster. So here's Senator Tom Cotton speaking on the Senate floor in defense of this filibuster, telling people not to get rid of the filibuster. But he did it using only quotes from Senator Chuck Schumer. So Senator Chuck Schumer right now, we'll get into what he is getting up to, because he's just flipping the board over, right? You're playing Monopoly, and the other side is just like, yeah, it's hard to win when you have to follow the rules. So we're just going to change the rules halfway through the game and flip the board and take all the money and then declare victory. And that's what they're doing now, which is very, very hypocritical, because, oh, a year ago, 2 years ago, when Donald Trump was the president, they were vehemently against any idea of removing the filibuster. It's all just convenience for them. It's all just hypocritical hogwash, everything these people say. It's just, and you have to admire how sincere they sound when they say it, but they're full of crap. Let's go now to Tom Cotton, again, using nothing but Chuck Schumer's own words to defeat Chuck Schumer's own attempt to get rid of the filibuster. Here it is, clip number three.
The senator from Arkansas. Right now, we are on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. We're about to step into the abyss. I want to talk for a few minutes why we're on that precipice and why we're looking into that abyss. Let me first ask a fundamental question. What is the crisis that calls for the undoing of two centuries of tradition? Are senators merely doing their jobs as legislators, responding to a generalized public calling for the abolition of the filibuster? Clearly not. It is not the American people at large who are demanding detonation of the nuclear option. The nuclear option is being pushed largely by the radioactive rhetoric of a small band of radicals who hold in their hands the political fortunes of the president. Constitutional scholars will tell us that the reason we have these rules in the Senate, unlimited debate, two-thirds to change the rules, the idea that 60 have to close off debate, is embodied in the spirit and rule of the Constitution. That is what the Constitution is all about, and we all know it. It is the Senate where the Founding Fathers established a repository of checks and balances. It's not like the House of Representatives, where the majority leader or the speaker can snap his fingers and get what he wants. On important issues, the Founding Fathers wanted, and they were correct in my judgment, that the slimmest majority should not always govern. The Senate is not a majoritarian body. The bottom line is very simple. The ideologues in the Senate want to turn the Founding Fathers, what the Founding Fathers called the cooling saucer of democracy, into a rubber stamp of dictatorship. They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules. Are we going to let them? It will be a doomsday for democracy if we do.
How hilarious is that?
I, for one, hope and pray that it will not come to this. But I assure my colleagues, at least speaking for this senator, I will do everything I can to prevent the nuclear option from being invoked. Not for the sake of myself or my party, but for the sake of this great republic and its traditions.
Can't you imagine Chuck Schumer saying this very sincerely? Tom Cotton.
Your powerful words.
You sly dog, you.
But they're not mine. Every word of my speech today was originally spoken by our esteemed colleague, the senior senator from New York.
He pulls up a picture.
Chuck Schumer.
He puts a big
senator
picture.
Schumer spoke so eloquently in defense of the Senate's rules, customs, and traditions when the fortunes of his party looked a little different. My, how times have changed. Now it's Senator Schumer's fingers that are hovering over the nuclear button, ready to destroy the Senate for partisan advantage. Think about it. The narrowest majority in Senate history wants to break the Senate rules to control how voters in every state elect senators. Could there be a better argument to preserve the Senate's rules, customs, and traditions? So before it's too late, let us reflect on the wise and eloquent words of Senator Schumer.
This human
words
weasel.
That are as true today as they were when he spoke them. Even if Senator Schumer is singing a different tune today.
Yeah, bravo. Bravo, Tom Cotton. Absolutely brilliant. There's a story at Fox News. Cotton uses Schumer's own words in defense of filibuster on Senate floor. You know, I've been advocating for this type of thing forever. I always thought Trump should go out and give a speech about immigration just using Bill Clinton's words. You know, stuff like that. But not mention it, right? Just go out and give a speech and just copy a Bill Clinton speech from like 1990 about immigration, because then people would be like, he's plagiarizing a speech from Bill Clinton. It's like, oh, so what you're saying is you used to think that this was normal and it's not totally a racist dog whistle, the stuff that he's saying? Interesting. Interesting how things change. But how amazing is it that Chuck Schumer once said it was a doomsday for democracy to get rid of the filibuster, and now it's a doomsday for democracy to not get rid of the filibuster. And you all just go along with this. You all just trust this guy, this snake, this weasel glaring at you over his glasses, like a psychopath. He's the biggest dirtbag in the Senate. We're going to go over what his new attempt is. He's got new plans, new schemes, new cheating to undo, to save democracy from fair elections, save democracy from the Constitution, save democracy from democracy.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
God created each and every one of us with free will. But we look at the world system now openly announcing the mark of the beast. Everything that it's attempting to do is built around getting rid of our free will and making us bow down and submit and turn our very bodies, our very productivity, our very genetics, our very future over to them. They want control of procreation. They want control of the relationships between men and women. They want to bring a form of living death to our society and our civilization. All of us were formed and made in God's mind, in God's image, and given free will. And make no mistake, all of you alive today were created by God to be alive in this special time so that you could make the right decision in free will and stand against evil. And then, for eternity, win the great birthright prize of being aligned with God.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're talking about, the filibuster, the tyranny of the Democrats, the hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer and his ilk. Here's the way Eric Erickson on Twitter put it. A president with only 33% popular support wants the Senate Dems to change the Senate rules by ignoring the Senate rules requirement of a two-thirds vote to change said rules in order to pass a voting bill designed to keep Democrats in power. But the GOP are enemies of democracy. Yeah, they don't have the support that they need to pass sweeping changes that are in blatant violation of the Constitution as they are attempting to federalize elections. Remember, this is what it's about, the federalization of elections, something that is completely unacceptable anyway. But it's interesting seeing all of this completely flip from the position that these people held before. Interestingly enough, if you search for filibuster prior to the last 2 years, you get headlines like this. Trump to GOP, dump the filibuster before Schumer does. The president shares some gossip at a meeting at the White House on Tuesday. See, Trump gets it, actually. See, Mitch McConnell, when he's told, hey, look, as soon as the Democrats get into power, they're going to end the filibuster and just ram everything they want down your throats. Mitch McConnell's like, no, the Democrats don't want to do that. They love the Senate. They love the process. We can't change things like that. And the Democrats are just like, you know, while the Republicans in power, they're like, no, we love the filibuster. We love it. We'll never get rid of it. And it's like, they're going to get rid of it. As soon as they're in power, they're getting rid of it. So maybe we should do it first. Same thing with the Supreme Court, right? Same thing. Exactly the same thing happened where it's like the Republicans are in power. They have all the power. They could pass things if they wanted. They don't, though. You can look into that however you want. But the Democrats, who aren't even in power, are like, as soon as we're in power, we're going to pack the Supreme Court with our nominees. We're going to pack it, just jam pack it full of super liberal people as soon as we're in power. And the Republicans are sitting there in power like, well, that wouldn't be good. That's not nice, so you shouldn't do it. It's like, no, but they're going to. They're going to. So what if we do it first? What are they going to say? What are they going to, don't pack the Supreme Court? It's like, okay, but you just said you wanted to, so we're just going to do it first. You know, I remember I used the analogy of the gun on the table, and like, we have the gun, and the Democrats were like, I'm going to come over there and grab that gun and shoot you. And the gun's just sitting there, and we're just like, you shouldn't, though. That's probably not a good idea if you were to do that. And they're just like walking over. They're like, here I come. I'm going to grab that gun and shoot you. And you're just like holding the gun like, oh, but you shouldn't do that. No, please don't. It's like, use the gun. Use the gun on the person telling you they're going to kill you. Use the mechanisms that you have to prevent the despicable tyrants from using those mechanisms. That's what they're there for. So it's interesting. It's all very interesting, isn't it? So let's look into what old Chucky Schumer, Guardian of Israel, is going to do now, shall we? Breaking from Democracy Docket. Senator Schumer announces plan to push through filibuster and proceed with voting rights legislation using a procedure known as messages between the houses in a caucus memo. Here's what you need to know. When the House and Senate pass different versions of the same bill, the bill must go through reconciliation in order for the chambers to approve the same bill text. Messages between the House is a form of reconciliation. Here's what happens. When chambers disagree on bill text, they can send the bill back and forth to each other with revisions until a final text is agreed upon. Once the bill has been sent between chambers three times, the motion to proceed cannot be filibustered in the Senate. The Democrats in the House will take a bill that's already undergone messages between the House three times, substitute the bill's language for the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, pass the legislation, and quickly send it to the Senate. Once the Senate receives the bill, it will go to the floor for a debate. Senate Republicans will be unable to filibuster the debate on the bill like they've done the three times prior to the voting rights legislation in 2021. They'll have to come to the floor and debate the bill. During the floor debate, you can expect senators to give speeches about the bill and filibuster reform. Amendments can also be added to the bill. Republicans will likely propose amendments and try to remove voter protections, right? Voter protections like, you know, mail-in ballots and not having to have voter ID. I'm going to play a very good video about the absurdity of the voter ID arguments. I mean, but all of this is absurd. This is all stupid nonsense. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess this country's just bunch of idiots that can't understand what's going on here. These obvious hypocritical dirtbags are using every hook and trick in the book to try to get something incredibly unpopular, unconstitutional, and just a power grab, blatant and open power grab, to pass things. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to see there's another skit for you. How about the Schoolhouse Rock, written by Chuck Schumer? It's just like, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And then it's just like Chuck Schumer, like, hiding it in his pocket. He's just like, I'm going to sneak in and shove it into the stack so they don't know. And that's how we pass laws in this country. As senators speak, a motion will be made to end debate on the bill and move to final passage. Republican senators could filibuster the motion, but that would be the opportunity for Senate Democrats to pass a carve-out of the filibuster rules for voting rights legislation. My God, people ask, like, they're like, would you ever run for office? It's like, and deal with this crap? And have to deal with this utter nonsense? The manipulation of the rules like this? The cheating, the lying, the scheming? It's revolting to me. It makes my stomach turn. This type of machinations. Right in your face, right? Like, they're just like, oh, we can't pass the bill through the normal way? Well, what if we just do a bunch of sneaky little tricks, little parliamentary games, and then force you into it? It's like, we're saving our democracy. It's all just revolting. It's all just just makes you want to vomit. It's disgusting. While not known how long the debate will last, we can expect the final vote will happen Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. At the latest, this was the deadline for Senator Schumer earlier this month in a Dear Colleague letter. Next 5 days, we'll be very busy in the Senate. So yeah, that's what he plans to do. He plans to use the procedure known as messages between the houses, where there's a maximum of three, and once you've passed a bill back three times, then you can't filibuster it anymore. So they'll pass it one time, then pass another, and then on the third time, they'll slip in everything that they want and say, ha ha, now you can't filibuster it because we're manipulating the rules like this. We love democracy. These absolute scumbags. You cannot overstate what just openly hypocritical bastards these people are. Chuck Schumer, king of them. It's totally despicable. But that's what's happening in our democracy. These are the very important things. Not the inflation rate that's bankrupting America. Not the secret Fed bailout that we'll talk about a little bit later in the story that's leading to the inflation crisis that's, well, as I mentioned, bankrupting America. Not the utter failure of the Democrats to provide anything for their own people, let alone anybody else who doesn't support them. Just open borders, rampant crime, just the number of issues, actual issues that are destroying people's lives, that are ruining our nation's future, that are actually causing massive real-world problems in the lives of American people go completely unaddressed as they frantically work to manipulate the rules to change the voting legislation so they have federal oversight and can override all of the states as they carry out their own voting procedures. Because it's all about cheating in elections. It's all about having a permanent democracy, a permanent Democratic Party-led government. And it's all about open power moves, just desperately grabbing and trying to pilfer any sort of power they can from their pathetic positions. These people are despicable. That's the only way to put it. It's the only word for it. And again, it's just like the least popular president of all time, the least successful president of all time, in cahoots with just the most despicable people ever to hold office, just to crush any semblance of our democracy under their boot while they champion our democracy. Chuck Schumer, 2018, getting rid of the filibuster is the end of democracy. Chuck Schumer, 2022, keeping the filibuster is the end of democracy. And you people fall for this? Person? A good man? No, he's a power-hungry tyrant. He must be stopped.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting-edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2021 is over.
but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. I want to go to a video now by MRC TV. Really, really well done video showing, again, all this is tied in together. This is what the filibuster debate is all about, right? They're trying to pass basically a federal takeover of the voting system, right? Right now, elections are done on a state-by-state basis. States oversee their own voting procedures, although, you know, we can get into how legitimate that is. But what the federal government is trying to do, what the Democrats are trying to do, is federalize this. So basically, appointment by the executive branch will have full oversight over all the election processes and can change rules and override local decisions at a whim. Because it's our democracy, after all. It's just, I mean, all of this is so absurd. So this video really breaks down exactly how dishonest all of the argument about voter rights is. So it's just like, I mean, it's just a dishonesty club sandwich, right? It's a dishonesty double cheeseburger. It's dishonesty piled upon dishonesty in a nice, warm, fresh bun of hypocrisy. Right. You've got the lies about the voting rights, justifying the lies about the filibuster, justifying the lies about it's just stupid. It's all so stupid. So let's go now to clip number 7 here. MRC TV. The media have been lying to you, spinning the fight over election reforms as a struggle for voting rights. The liars. Let's watch.
Media are lying to you about elections, and they have been for about a year now. The media's big lie boils down to a simple two-word phrase.
A fresh push on voting rights legislation.
Democrats are forcing a Senate vote on voting rights.
Call to action to protect voting rights.
Voting rights showdown.
The showdown over voting rights.
The big lies' corrosive effect on voting rights.
This is a lie. Not a single election measure enacted over the past year has taken away any law-abiding citizen's right to vote. It's not happening. It's a lie. Let's break down why this is wrong. A right is something that the government is forced to permit its citizens to do. The right to vote means that the government has to allow all law-abiding citizens in this country to vote. Out of all the election reforms passed by red states over the past year, the ones that have the media all up in arms about voting rights, none of them remove the right to vote from a single law-abiding citizen. You could spend the rest of your life Googling and not find a single person who is stripped of their right to vote by these laws. When the media say,
rolling back voter rights,
they're lying to you. The logic of the media's big lie goes like this. Any law which makes voting even slightly less convenient is a deliberate attack on the right to vote. Let's give that logic a test drive. Take a look at any given election law and then ask, does this make voting more or less convenient? If it makes it more convenient, it's a good law. If not, it's a bad law. Requiring someone to prove their identity before they can vote? Bad law. No more dropping ballots in unguarded boxes on the sidewalk? Bad law. Expecting people to vote on election day? Bad law. No unauthorized ballot harvesting? Terrible. I'm going to repeat myself because it's important. None of that is an infringement on anybody's rights. These are all real examples, by the way, of provisions that the media freaked out over. They're literally the measures that the media point to when they scream about voting rights. You might have heard about some case somewhere where a person wasn't allowed to vote because they forgot to bring ID with them, or they showed up at the wrong precinct, or whatever. But that's not a story about someone losing their rights. It's a story about a procedural mishap. Think about it this way. There's a law that says I can't buy a handgun without a government-issued ID. But that law doesn't deny me my Second Amendment rights. I still have those rights. I just can't exercise them without meeting whatever criteria my state requires. It works the same with voting. So why are state legislatures even passing these laws in the first place? The short answer is security. It's marginally harder to show your ID than it is not to, but making people do that makes elections more secure. It'd also be easier if you could just email the government and let them know which candidate you support. But obviously, we don't allow that either, for the same reason. The media are intentionally missing the point here. Making voting slightly less convenient isn't even the goal of these laws. It's just an unavoidable byproduct. Again, the goal is security. Voter ID laws aren't wildly popular because 80% of Americans are jerks who want to make life slightly less easy for everyone. They're popular because they prevent possible fraud, and 80% of Americans happen to think that's a worthwhile trade-off. The media's big lie is that this is a fight between Republicans who want to dismantle the right to vote and Democrats who want to preserve it. In reality, it's a fight over how much convenience we should be sacrificing in the name of security. This lie is meant to simplify everything down to the level of a crappy children's storybook. So, how do the good guys in this media fairy tale propose that we
protect voting rights?
Let's see what the media suggests.
The current threat to democracy requires real, tangible change. So we begin today with crucial legislation that has a direct impact on your life.
There's the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. That's one of the bills the Democrats want to pass.
The John Lewis Voting Rights Bill is so important.
The Freedom to Vote Act, as I mentioned, Senator Joe Manchin co-authored it, but it still requires a rules change in order to get it across the finish line.
I'm hopeful that they will use every tool available to them to pass these rights because it falls exclusively to them.
The media talk about these two bills like they're democracy's last great hope. There's a lot in them, but most notably, both of them would give the Department of Justice the ability to override any state election law at will. Keep in mind, the DOJ is part of the federal government, and it's run by the Attorney General, a presidential appointee. That means that these laws would give the sitting president's hand-picked appointee massive control over the entire electoral system. Look at the last few presidents and then ask yourself, do you know a single person who'd be happy with all of those guys having that much power over American elections? How many Democrats do you know who'd have been fine with giving the last guy that kind of authority?
This vile, immoral, corrupt, indecent, dangerous.
But right now, the president's a Democrat. And so we get the entire media establishment screeching about voter rights and lying through their teeth about the impending death of our democracy. All of this is to say, the media have gone too far this time. This is a self-inflicted death blow to their own credibility. Yeah, they're in the tank for one side, again, But that's always been true. Media bias is nothing new, bad as it's become. But the brazen lying has to stop. If these con artists want to sell propaganda for a living, then fine, they can go work in politics. But they should get the hell out of journalism before they permanently destroy its reputation.
Bravo. MRC Newsbusters. Absolutely fantastic video. I found that on the Newsbusters Twitter feed. So if you want to find it, just search Newsbusters on Twitter and you can share that video, because it breaks it down just so simply. It's so obvious. And all you have to do is look at what the Democrats who run our government right now, like, basically look at what the government is doing, understand that the Democrats are driving all of it, and ask yourself, are they focusing on real issues and real problems? Or are they just psychologically indentured to this desperate drive for power? That's all it is. Like, what are they interested in now? The only things they talk about are the voting rights legislation and January 6th. Like, that's their big concern. Tell me, is white terror affecting your life? Are you under constant threat of roving gangs of white supremacists? Is that a big issue for you? Is this a big problem for you? Are you worried about a coup taking place with a man in a Viking hat usurping the power of the vice president? Is this a real concern to you? Of course not. Of course not. But on MSNBC yesterday, they led their 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock news hours with January 6th. Because they think it's the most important thing in the world right now. Not the inflation, not the open borders, not the collapse of mental health and overall health in America, not the absolute devastating lack of workers in this country as people are desperate to hire people who work in America, but Democrats have been giving them thousands of dollars a month to not work. Yeah, real convenient how that works. Another thing they're worried about is the voting rights legislation. Is there anyone in America that's constitutionally eligible to vote that can't vote? Is there anybody being prevented? Is this a problem at all? Of course not. So why are they obsessed over these two things? Because they're both in line to create a permanent Democratic majority in our government by disenfranchising the people that actually live here, citizens that actually pay taxes and want to have a say in their country, and then criminalizing them and calling them terrorists and sending brand new, entirely newly fabricated arms of the spy state after their political enemies. It's just open power grabs. That's the only thing they're concerned about. You can suffer and die for all they care, as long as they can gain power while it happens. As long as they can gain power over your corpse and then, you know, adopt your children to turn them into little socialist monsters, then they're fine with the rest of the country burning in flames. Doesn't matter to them. They've got important things to do.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. The total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'll be giving out the phone number this segment. In fact, we'll go ahead and give it out right now. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls all through the next hour and even into the third hour as we welcome Alex Stein to the program to talk about his very highly unexpectedly successful troll at the Dallas City Council meeting. Now, we're actually having some major victories across the world right now. I have so many videos of everybody from the premier of Saskatchewan to, you know, doctors standing up for, you know, what is right, pointing out the obvious failure of the vaccines. Really a lot of success coming. And in fact, here's some direct success brought to you courtesy InfoWars.com. Utah, Minnesota face legal threats for using race as a factor to determine COVID treatment eligibility as non-whites were at greater risk for hospitalization. Health departments in Utah and Minnesota could face potential discrimination lawsuits after they issued guidance using race as a factor in prioritizing COVID-19 treatments. And we saw this. The Utah government launched an investigation. Marco Rubio came out to denounce the racialization of medical care. This all in response to, of course, the Tucker Carlson segment that featured my video and the InfoWars story about the monoclonal antibody treatments. These are real tangible successes that InfoWars is having. But I was watching Alex Jones's show yesterday, and he was making a very powerful point about, and of course, you know, only he can do it in the way that he does, but he's talking about the engines of war being forged in the furnace of your mind. And it was very powerful. And of course, he was talking about taking the info war to the next level. You know, we've had so much success now, but we're faltering. The attacks against us continue. And of course, he's asking the audience to send reinforcements, essentially, as we prosecute this campaign, victory or death. And it really reminded me so much of the great Carthaginian general Hannibal. So we're going to do a quick little history lesson here and see what we can learn from the Punic Wars, and specifically the Second Punic War. So the Punic Wars were massive, but really the first world wars between Rome and Carthage. Carthage was a Phoenician colony, and they call it the Carthaginian Empire. And if you look at maps of the Carthaginian Empire, you can see it's all the north coast of Africa up into Spain. They had Sardinia, they had Corsica, they had Sicily. It was a sea power, because the Phoenicians were the masters of the sea. They had the cedar trees, which gave them the best wood possible for building ships. They were right there on the coast, modern-day Lebanon. So when they say Carthaginian Empire and they show you the western half of the Mediterranean, it was actually a Phoenician Empire that went all the way up to Great Britain and, you know, interacting with the Celts, all the way down, all the way over to the eastern end of the Mediterranean with Phoenicia, the city of Tyre. It was where most of the Carthaginians came from. So when they say Punic War, that word Punic comes from Phoenicia, right? See, here's the evidence. So Carthage was the sea power. Rome was the land power. Rome was unquestioned on the Italian peninsula, but they had no navy. They didn't have a navy whatsoever. They didn't even know how to build boats. So what did they do? They found or stole a Carthaginian boat and just copied it. They just took the boat, you know, measured it, got everything, and just started building them. And by like 1 year later, they had a navy to rival the Carthaginians. They couldn't actually fight naval wars, though, so they invented this thing called the crow that's a giant metal piece that would lock the boats together and create a fighting platform. So they're actually having like land battles on the sea. But it was a major victory for Rome to challenge this sea power, and that was the first Punic War, and Rome won. But you had this interwar period where the tensions were simmering. You had the Roman, you know, just victorious in the first Punic War under defeating the Carthaginian commander named Hamilcar Barca, who was Hannibal's father. And so the second generation, the second Punic War, was like the sons of the generals in the first war. And so in this interwar period, it's just simmering. And you have Cato the Elder in Rome. And at the end of every speech, he says, oh, and by the way, Carthage must be destroyed, right? So it's just like these two superpowers know that it's going to be a life or death battle. One of them is going to not be there anymore after the second war. So the second Punic War comes around, and Hannibal, the great Carthaginian general, the son of the great Carthaginian general, Hamilcar, takes the battle to Rome. They say, we're not going to sit around and wait for Rome to come to us. We're going to take it to Rome. And they do it by circumnavigating the entire Mediterranean, essentially landing in Spain, win a few battles in Spain, go up and then travel through the Alps. Totally unheard of. Rome was basically undefended on the Alps because they thought, we have the Alps. And if you've ever been on a mountain, you understand what a insane achievement bringing an entire army across the Alps was. They were inventing new ways to like shatter rocks by pouring hot water and then cold water and to make passes through the mountains. People are sliding down the mountain. Just totally insane. Like, again, if you've ever, you know, been skiing and accidentally skied off the trail, like, it's impossible to get back on. It's a very tough task. And so totally unexpected, totally unheard of. Like, this is the InfoWars insurgency, right? Like, they didn't expect this to happen. They thought they had the media landscape pretty much locked down. Well, here comes General Alex Jones leading his, you know, battalion of elephants over the mountains, and they're like, oh my God, what is happening? So Hannibal has victory after victory as soon as he gets into Rome, or as soon as he gets into the Italian peninsula, the Lake Trasimene, Battle of the Trebia, and then Cannae, where essentially Hannibal just outmaneuvered Rome, surrounded their entire army, and just slowly throughout the course of like 3 days just slaughtered all of them, and just it was devastating, right? And then there was nothing between them and Rome. It looked like it would be a total success. All of this is just building up to the point I'm making. Don't worry. And this is not just me rambling about history for no reason. But he was defeated. How was Hannibal defeated? Well, what Rome did was employ the Fabian strategy, where instead of meeting him in the field, they just won by a war of attrition. They had Hannibal running around the peninsula trying to put out fires because he was trying to bring in Italian allies who were under the yoke of Rome. He's like, hey, we'll free you from Rome. Let's go fight him. For 15 years, this man is on the Italian peninsula. 15 years, he's being defeated by the Fabian strategy because Rome refuses to meet him in the field of battle. You know, kind of like how the establishment refuses to meet InfoWars, you know, won't debate us, won't have us on, right? They won't feature our stories and then debunk them. They just ignore them. They want to win by attrition. And so what happens is after 15 years, Hannibal is desperate for reinforcements. And I'll read from Livy's highly dramatized version of events. And this is from the this is from a historian thing, but he says, quote, in Livy's highly dramatized version of events, he depicts Hannibal complaining about the jealousy of his apparent rivals in the Senate, the Carthaginian Senate, and how they essentially sabotaged the war effort. This may not be far from the truth, in fact. Hannibal's father, Hamilcar, had already been on poor terms with Hanno the Great, one of Carthage's leading citizens at the time of the First Punic War, and Hanno was evidently the leader of an anti-Barcid faction throughout the course of the Second Punic War. Moreover, when Scipio, later Africanus, landed in Africa in 2003, the 30 distinguished Carthaginians who comprised the Senate's sacred council allegedly prostrated themselves before the Roman commander and renounced all ties to Hannibal in an unsuccessful attempt to negotiate peace. What lessons can we learn from this, folks? Do you know what happened to Carthage? Do you know what happened after the Carthaginian senators prostrated themselves, groveling at the feet of the Roman conquerors? They were slaughtered to a man. The ground that Carthage stood on was salted, so nothing would ever grow there again. They were eradicated from the face of the earth. That's what you get for appeasing your enemies. That's what you get for begging for mercy when you have their throat in your hand. So Hannibal had achieved the impossible. He had been wildly successful in ways that nobody could have ever predicted and that the Romans couldn't defend against. And for 15 years, he fights tooth and nail to keep the Romans on their toes and not able to fight back against Carthage. And he begs Carthage, send me reinforcements. I've already done all of this. I've already crossed the Alps. I've already defeated legion after legion. We're on the cusp of victory now. All I need are reinforcements. And they don't send it to him. They don't give it to him. They don't want to give him credit. They don't want to make him seem like the big successful general that he is. And so what happens? Their entire civilization is burned to the ground and the earth is salted and they are eradicated from the face of history. They're, you know, relegated to the dustbin of history, as it said. So this is where we are now. Alex Jones is General Hannibal Barca. He has crossed the Alps. He has put the globalists, as impossible as it seems, the great empire of the globalists is on its heels. And now we're just begging you, we just need some reinforcements. We've done all the work. We've already gotten this far. Now let's end it. Now let's defeat these people, because if we don't, it's total eradication and complete extinction at the hands of our enemies. That's where we are now. So it was just like, you know, Alex Jones is just like, when he's reaching out to the American people, it's like Hannibal reaching out to the Carthaginian Senate, going, I've done all the work. I've taken the blows. I've done the impossible. Just give me the reinforcements I need and we'll end this thing. And they don't do it. So now it's up to you, folks. Hannibal is on the field of Rome, outside the gates of the great city, begging for reinforcements. Will you give it to him? Will you go to InfoWarsStore.com and give us the reinforcements we need to continue to prosecute this war? Or will you recall Hannibal back to Carthage and sit idly by while the Roman legions slaughter your entire family to a man and then salt the earth so nothing will ever grow again? That's where we are now. We're begging for reinforcements. Don't make the same mistake as Carthage. We must defeat the globalists. And we need your reinforcements.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right. I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. It's in fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong. Sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth.
So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It has been known since the dawn of civilization that a tyrant will always find a pretext for their tyranny.
January 6th insurrection. I know where I stand. I will not yield. I will not flinch. I will defend the right to vote. Our democracy against all enemies, foreign and, yes, domestic.
And so it goes in 2022 as an unyielding portion of the bureaucracy of the federal government of the United States, poisoned by visions of globalist totalitarian grandeur, fueled by the 109-year inhabitants of a foreign central banking cartel, will utilize their one-sided characterization of the staged events of January 6th to propel their quest for unlimited power.
During 2020, Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots all across the country, there were over 700 police officers injured by Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots. How many people have been charged with crimes of violence concerning those riots all across the country?
I don't have information on how many. I would say, you know, hundreds of people have been charged as an example.
You would say, but you don't know. You know, when we asked you why the Biden Department of Justice has such wildly disparate standards, we asked you why is it that you won't target the rioters and terrorists who firebomb cities across this country. The answer we got from the Department of Justice was shameful. On October 22nd, you came back and said, quote, "The department has dedicated investigative and prosecutorial resources commensurate with the significance of these events." By significance, I guess it means the political benefit to the Biden White House.
Whether it's unconstitutional vaccine mandates and lockdowns resulting from gain-of-function research engineered by the seemingly untouchable Nuremberg Code violations of Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, you previously told this committee under oath that NIH and NIAID have never funded gain-of-function research with the HECOHEALTH Alliance. However, a report from the Department of Defense Inspector General released yesterday states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in 2018 seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research on bat-borne coronaviruses. This proposal, named Project DEFUSE, D-E-F-U-S-E, was rejected by DARPA because the project didn't address the current research's potential to violate the gain-of-function moratorium. Why did you tell the committee that your agency has never funded gain-of-function research? Why did your agency award this grant despite it being rejected by DARPA due to its concerns about violating the moratorium that was in place? And finally, will you commit today to release all records fully unredacted by the end of this week so Congress and the American people can know the truth about NIH's role and the origins of COVID-19?
You are so totally incorrect.
Well, we look forward to reviewing it.
What a moron.
Or the current war games being played out in rural North Carolina, where a realistic guerrilla war will be fought across two dozen North Carolina counties in the coming weeks, with young soldiers battling seasoned freedom fighters, according to the U.S. Army. As the Charlotte Observer reported, known as Robin Sage, the exercises serve as a final test for Special Forces qualification course training. The setting is characterized by armed conflict, forcing the students to solve problems in a real-world setting. These military members act as realistic opposing forces and guerrilla freedom Freedom Fighters, also known as the Pineland Resistance Movement. To add realism to the exercise, civilian volunteers throughout the state act as role players. Participation by these volunteers is crucial to the success of this training, and past trainees attest to the realism they add to the exercise. We now have a federal government deeming Americans demanding a redress of their grievances as domestic terrorists. Meanwhile, haphazardly attempting to pose as the saviors.
All right, folks, that is the latest by John Bowne. Find and share it at band.video. Biden regime prepares for war against Americans. We've been telling you this for 15 years, folks. And now it's true. Now it's here. The simulation has gone live. Your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's American Journal.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday, and your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go to your calls here momentarily. Angelo in Spokane, William in Arkansas will be our first callers. Quickly, I just want to cover this story because it's just another data point in the downward slope towards Satanism that this country finds itself on. From WND. Move over, Jesus. Students invited to after-school Satan Club. Students at an elementary school in Illinois have gotten invitations to an after-school Satan Club that is holding events on 5 different days throughout the spring term, according to a new report. The Washington Examiner explained that the invitations were sent to kids at Jane Adams Elementary in Moline, Illinois, whose attendance has been requested by the club that is being developed by the Satanic Temple. It's for students in 1st through 5th grade. The report said parents were reacting negatively, with one posting an image of the invitation on social media and wondering, how is this even a thing? Well, it's because we're ruled by demons, ma'am. An official from the Moline Coal Valley School District told Fox 2 locally that the district has policies and procedures in place for community use of its facilities outside the school day. The official said that it allows any religious group, regardless of a denomination, to rent the rooms for a fee. And there's the flyer that was given out. Hey kids, let's have fun at after school Satan Club. Science projects, puzzles and games, arts and crafts, nature activity. Also, the destruction of all things good, sin without regret, just death and destruction, chaos and sickness. Come join us. It'll be great. It'll be super fun. Now, it's the same thing that you deal with when you have Satanists erecting statues outside of city halls in front of the nativity scene. There's only two options here. Either these people are not legitimately a religion, right? They don't believe in Satan. They're atheists who think it's edgy to worship Satan, but they don't actually believe it. You can ask them, are you an atheist? Yeah, of course I'm an atheist. I don't believe in any of this crap. We just say Satan because it pisses off the Christians. Okay, so you're not a valid religion, so you don't get the protection of religions that actually sincerely hold spiritual beliefs. You don't hold spiritual beliefs. You're edgelord atheists that are trying to be edgy and trendy, so you don't get to be treated like a church. You don't get to be treated like a temple. You don't get to be treated like some legitimate religious organization because you're not one. You're a mockery of religious organizations, so you don't get the same protection. Or you really do believe in Satan, you really do worship the devil, you really do have a spiritual connection to the font of evil, in which case you should be eradicated. You should be destroyed. You should not just be treated as another church. You worship evil itself. So you don't get any protection whatsoever until you renounce that crap. I think that's the way to treat it. I don't think there's nothing, you know, hypocritical or insincere about this. If you're a church, even if I disagree with you, like I'm a Christian, if a Jewish organization wants to have a meeting there, well, Judaism is a legitimate religion that actually has spiritual beliefs and foundation in history. So of course you can make use of the public space. I don't agree with that. You know, I don't think you're right. I'm not of your religion. So I'm a Christian. You're a Jew. Like we believe different things, but you are still a legitimate religion. So of course you get to use the facilities. Not Satanists, though. You don't get the same protection that legitimate 10,000-year-old religions get to exercise. No, you don't. You don't have to do this. You don't have to stand for this. You don't have to give in to these people. Can't believe in Satan without believing in God. No, I guess that's true. But if you believe that God is the bad guy, then you're the bad guy. And you should be eliminated. Politically. Atheists masquerading as so-called Satanist temple group ended an after-school program at Point Defiance Elementary School in Tacoma, Washington, according to Liberty Council. The after-school Satan Club ceased meeting soon after teachers from the Seattle Satanic Temple offered their first meeting in December 2016. Apparently only one child joined the club. So, I mean, they've done this before. They've tried to do this before. And, you know, somebody tweeted out something about like, oh, communists have been trying to disrupt God's creation since the Garden of Eden. And then some leftist dirtbag on Twitter retweeted it like, the snake was a communist. And it's like, yeah, he was actually pay attention. Look at what the metaphor of the Garden of Eden represents and recognize it's quite literally exactly what communists do, right? You have a paradise, right? An absolute paradise. Like, I don't know. America in the 1950s, America in the 1960s, just safe, prosperous, free, loving, generous, just beautiful, right? That's paradise. That's the Garden of Eden that they're in. And then here comes this slithery little reptile to tell you, actually, you're enslaved. Actually, this is all bad. Actually, I'll free you. Just follow me. And you fall for it, and you go with the guy, and suddenly it turns out all the stuff that you thought was just awful before looks like rainbows and butterflies compared to the destitution and degradation that you're under when you fall for the lies. So yeah, Satan is a communist. Yeah, communists are satanic. Yes, it's all part of the same spirit of destruction, of subversion. They don't create anything. Satan doesn't create anything. God created everything. Satan perverts and distorts it. Communists don't create anything. Capitalists create things. Religious people create things. Good people create things. Then communists usurp it, take it to themselves, destroy it, take everything they can out of it, exploit it to the maximum degree, and then leave it dead or dying behind them. That's satanic. That's what communism is. And it's the same thing that happened with communists in Russia. The Tsar had dungeons, right? So they go, oh, look how bad the Tsar is. He's got dungeons where he tortures people. Isn't that awful? Isn't that terrible? Just bite the apple. Come with us and we'll bring you out of this and we'll enlighten you and we'll make you as gods. And so they fall for it. And then you get gulags for 70 years. Then you get a system of underground human sewers that pump out death and destruction and chaos and misery for the next 70 years. Yeah, that Tsarist dungeon didn't look so bad now, did it? This is what they do, and they're doing it now. They're doing it in lifetime as we speak, right? The communists and the socialists and the government are saying, oh my gosh, the America is so bad. Look at all the bad things that are happening in America. Just pointing to just like inevitable human nature, just like, yeah, criminals exist and they commit crime. That's not because capitalism has failed, right? But that's what they do. They tell you, look how bad everything is. Just come with us. We'll make everything better. And they lead you into death and destruction and misery and chaos and horror. So stop falling for it. Stop taking a bite of the apple. These people are Satanists. They call themselves communists, but they don't deserve your slightest respect or indulgence. And with that, we go out to the phone calls. Angelo in Spokane. Thanks so much for calling in. You are on the air.
Awesome, Harrison. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, brother. Yeah, it's the first time I ever call, and I get on, man.
freaking absolutely ridiculous, man.
Well, congratulations.
You guys are awesome, man. Yeah, thank you, man. You guys are the best, man. InfoWars is the best.
I agree. No, thank you very
much. Right? Hey, number one, baby. I have really some, like, a message for humanity, like, from the Creator, man. Something terrifying happened yesterday, man. Let me explain. I was in the shower, and I closed my eyes, and I said to my soul that I'm releasing my being to you, and I want to, whatever what needs to happen, let it happen. I'm ready to fight for humanity. And then the Creator took me, man, and showed me what all this, what's going on now, what it's all about. It's freaking crazy, man. Let me explain. Trump, you know, with Operation Warp Speed, is basically to warp you out of this reality and into theirs, bro. I don't know, somebody had brought this up on the show before, that the vaccine has some type of alien tech or something like that. Mm. I think you probably heard that before.
Right.
That this does have some type of alien tech, some AI tech. And this essentially hijacks your being, man, your soul. This is not a joke, man. It hijacks it, and it takes it to this brand spanking new reality just created for these people that were vaccinated. And it's to trap them in there, man. And this is the mark of the beast system, the AI mark of the beast system. And you are a number in their system, my friend.
Stay on the line, Angelo. We're gonna come back to you, because I know, I've had them too. You have these like revelations where everything just like crystallizes in your head, and then you try to explain it. We'll be back.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct. That is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen, it's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints and your bones and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else.
with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, in this war march against the God of murder. Angelo from Spokane, Washington, had a bout of revelation. I know I can tell you're struggling, Angela, because I've struggled with this too. It's like, whether you're in a shower or just driving down the road, like there are certain times where you reach this meditative plateau and you just like can envision everything happening all at once. And then you try to explain it. It's like, you just had to be there, I guess. I wish I could just, you do a USB port to the back of my head to yours. Then you'd get it. But when I try to explain it, it's like, look, dude, you just got to trust me on this. It's all a big scam. I don't know how to explain every in particular. You just have a vision and there it is. So I want you to sort of continue telling us what you think this is all about. Because I think you're exactly right when you say that they're attempting to put us in a new reality. I mean, obviously the metaverse is that, but it's not just a matter of like, well, they believe lies, so they're living in a false reality. That's true. But it's something beyond that, isn't it? It's something spiritual, a true alternative dimension that they're inoculating people into, right? So continue with your story, Angela.
Yes. So, for example, let's bring up a person that we think that got vaccinated, right? Got boosted, was Mr. Bob Saget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for example, let's say, in this system, because remember, like in the system, when you die, you're part of that system. When you die, you will essentially, your soul will go to that AI beast system. And for example, let's say you arrive there and it'd be like, we have here Mr. Bob Saget. What would you like me to send him? You know, they have total control of your being and what they want to do with you. They know who you are and everything about you. So they can essentially live forever now. This is the transhumanism. This is like they're saying this is a message that got cosmo transhumanism, like interplanetary, some weird, that they will live forever through this system. And it is brand spanking new.
Mm-hmm. But it's not new, is it? Because I mean, what have I been talking about the whole first hour? What was the promise that the snake told to Eve? Like, this is what you have to understand. The people in charge read the story of the Garden of Eden. They don't think it's fake. They think it's real, and they think Satan is the good guy, right? They think, oh, he was telling the truth. If we follow him, if we, you know, indulge in our own intellect and consider ourselves equal to or superior to God, we will be up as gods, and we will live forever. Now, they think they're actually on the cusp of achieving that through technological advances and biomedical advances or, you know, virtual reality advances. They believe in Satan, and they believe he's the good guy. And they believe if they follow him, they will live forever and they will be as gods. What does that mean? That means they will have access to the immortality technology. They'll have it. They'll live forever. And then they'll get to dole it out to those who appease them, those who serve them. I mean, that's being a god. You can imagine now if Klaus Schwab, like you can imagine it happening. Klaus Schwab coming out and going, I have taken the injection. I will no longer die. I'm aging backwards now.
Yeah.
And I will live forever. And if you wish to have this, you must, you know, be my servant. And then he's a god, right? So this is the end game of the globalists. It is literally to live forever as gods over the mass of what they see as animalistic, dirty humanity. Yeah, it's Satanism. pure right. and simple.
Yeah, exactly. And but I'm saying this technology they're using is they never use. This is brand new.
Right.
And it's brand spanking new technology being used right now.
And
for the people that you know that are vaccinated, it's freaking insane, man.
Yeah.
But, and if you understand, let me explain about humanity. Humans, we are fractals of the universe. So essentially, let me explain. You have a fruit, right? In the fruit is a seed, and in the seed is a whole tree. That's what we are.
Right.
That's why they're doing this to us. Same thing with the planet. The planet is a fractal of the universe as well. So it's all compressed down. See, so this when you understand that, you understand why they're attacking babies, humanity. It's because we are the most powerful beings in the universe. They know it.
Yeah.
And they know who we are. And that's why we're here now, to take a stand.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, man. And the crew is finding just incredible imagery to back up exactly what you're saying. Really powerful stuff, then, Angelo. I really appreciate it. You've made a really, really good point. I do want to get to some other callers, but I really appreciate it. And congratulations on getting on your first call. I hope you call back. Very powerful stuff, sir. Let's go now to William in Arkansas, who has not the most positive message for us, but thanks for calling in, William. You're on the air.
It's all positive, as long as you got your heart and your soul straight with the maker. I'd like to give a little information to those that think they've got bug out capacity and all that stuff. If you remember anything about Rita or Katrina and anybody who's lived along the Gulf Coast, when things happen, you're not getting out of the city. If you have some place to go, get your stuff there, at least your supplies. If you think that a DUI checkpoint is a roadblock, there are two different things. I've got 23 years military. I've been a nurse since 86. I've seen all these indictments by the vaccines of changing menstrual cycles with 85-year-old women and extending pain in the arm for weeks with a simple shot. I mean, on and on we could go. Nobody's getting out of this without a sacrifice. I joined the military in 83 in the infantry, willing to jump out of helicopters in the middle of a firefight to defend what is my way of life here in America. I'm still willing to do that, okay? You mentioned something about history a while ago. Let's talk about the all-American volunteer forces that were not part of the federal government but volunteered to fight in Europe. They went with Roosevelt to Cuba, right? Maybe we need to set them up and go to Canada now. Maybe I can talk like Echelon. Maybe I can talk hard about the Canadian president. Maybe we need to do a call of arms here in America and go free the Canadian people, seize their Navy, and go get rid of the jerks in Australia and New Zealand. You're talking to somebody who's willing to put forth a call to arms now to every Mason, every Catholic, every Baptist, every Jew, every Hindu, every Muslim, right? If the people in this nation, the Crips and the Bloods and the Hells Angels and the Bandidos and all these people, you want to fly your colors? Right now, you better be looking at red, white, and blue. Because if not, the Chinese are going to come over here and the globalists are going to come over here. They're going to make fried rice out of all of us.
I love it, man. Okay. I completely agree. Keep going, man.
Well, there's a parody that I want to do. It's a little comical thing. I hope I can do it well enough. Somebody get a laugh out of it. I had this woman talking about taking the shot in New York with all the big wigs and the brains and the geniuses in New York saying, I'm not going to question what's in the shot.
Right.
Well, here's something for you. I don't care who's on the captain of the ship. I don't care if I eat frozen dinner on the ship. I don't care if I sleep on the port side of the ship or the starboard side of the ship. I've been told there is a good job in Mississippi on the other side of the water picking cotton. I'm going to get on the boat and go. I'm not going to question. I'm just going to get on the boat and go. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. And I plead with all the law enforcement in this nation to look at what the KGB did when the wall came down. They had a chance to fight their own people, and they realized, nope. Too much injustice, too much failure in their government, too much lack of jurisprudence. We don't have any jurisprudence in this nation anymore. The social contract was busted November 22nd, 1963. That was when the social contract was truly broken. We could go back to the history of Interpol and who was the first executive vice president before World War II, which is J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh,
and
man. Then Hold on. We gotta go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay on the line, William. We'll come back to you because that call was brilliant.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces. That the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. William in Arkansas is on the line. I'm telling you, this is the problem I always have. I want to go to as many calls as possible, and then your calls are so darn good, I got to keep going back to them and hearing what you have to say, because, William, you're about to embark on a very important history lesson, the real history. of how things have gone down. Man, if you just pay attention to like what the history books tell you, what the History Channel tells you, you're missing just all of it. You're missing all of the reality. Like, do you know that the person who actually put in the war guilt clause that bankrupted Germany following World War I at the Treaty of Versailles was John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles' brother? Do you know that the people who founded the CIA were the ones, like, that was his contribution to the Treaty of Versailles? He made sure that the war guilt clause was put on Germany, meaning they were responsible for the entire, you know, reparations for the entire World War I, which then inevitably led to Hitler because the German people were totally abused following World War I, and they were looking for a hero to reverse the things that were put in place by the founders of the CIA. Well, very convenient, isn't it? So there's another connection that you wanted to point out about Interpol, William. What was that?
Interpol, I mean, just you connect the dots with who was just literally running the Nazi death camps. It was the people who started Interpol after World War II.
Yep.
I mean, it's all in history. The people that devised the finance and the military industrial capacity for World War I, right, they were kicked out of business and told never do any business again, just like Bayer, right, and Mitsubishi. Now, south of Orange, Texas, there's a Bayer refinery. We know who Mitsubishi is, right? Your first Deutsche Bank Classic golf tournament was held at Houston Golf Course, downtown Med Center by the zoo, about 10, 12 years ago. All right, your first one since World War II, so they bring it back slowly. They cook the frog. That's the way they do it, right?
Yeah.
But, hey, I need your help, Frank. I'm going to let somebody else get on the phone. God bless everybody. Man, you better be packing your stuff, people. You better be really getting it together.
That's exactly right.
One more comment.
Go ahead.
Same thing that's going on in Canada, right? I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I grew up up there. When I see the governor of Washington enacting laws like they're doing,
right? COVID camps,
this makes me, well, hey, man, these are my people. This is my country, regardless of right or wrong, the failures of individuals or institutions. If we don't protect what we've got, they're going to come in and ruin this little experiment in government, right? And it's just ridiculous that, you know, we talk about secession in some of these states, like Texas. I spent 23 years in the military down there. I'm not there right now, all right? But you got 2,500-3,000 people in the State Guard. Well, when you got 200,000-300,000, right, start seriously thinking about secession. Till then, it's a joke. Same thing with having a military in Florida that might oppose an existing real force. You're going to have a few hundred volunteers that are going to go in with radios and do what they're told. And,
well, we got to start laying the groundwork now. I mean, you can't start at 20,000. So hey, we'll take 2,000 to start and hopefully build from there. But I appreciate all your points.
But you
make very good ones.
All right, William.
We got to go on to the next caller. I do appreciate it. I really do appreciate your call, but I feel bad about the other people sitting on hold. So let's go now to Don in the Southeast. Wants to talk about a geopolitical worldview. Thanks for calling in, Don. You're on the air.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying, I think everything's going great. Although it's not a great time overall, just the resistance and effectiveness you have is great. I think people should keep purchasing cryptocurrency to store the value of their work in an appreciating asset. I think we got 6 to 8 months if you're worried about timing, but also that's just the future. Everyone, it's just a smart thing. You're investing in tech, money, and protecting yourself. But now that we got business out of the way, I want to lay just a little bit of groundwork. You know, a lot of the stuff these globalists are doing, right, it still doesn't quite make sense, right? Like kind of genociding everyone and living in a bunker, that doesn't seem like it'd be that much fun.
Right.
But I think we honestly, I think we honestly have to start looking in a galactic universal world. What if there is some sort of advanced but not evil alien species coming in 2 years that people already here know about? So they're trying to like make a lawyer case, right? They want riots in the streets in 2020. They get all this Twitter evidence. They got all the lawyers on standby and they can say, oh, our vaccine fixed it, right? Because it made the people stop fighting. Or, you know, that's why they're putting money and bounties on this like violent psychotic behavior, because that paints the general people bad. And then the leaders can talk to these aliens coming in 2 years or this force, whatever it may be. right? I say this, it could be right, it could be wrong, but this might help with the dissonance, you know, because when we get cognitively dissonant, like, why are these people doing it? It makes us so stressed. But if you understand that there's some thing coming in 2 years or 3 years that they're trying to, like, you know, everyone act, look busy, right? Like when the CEO's coming, they give everyone a script, right? Like, you're not going to be like pushing the water through the pipes and you're like smiling, you know? So I really think we have to look at that with the technology, you know, like, and they put stuff in movies, right? What's to say when the other people get here, they don't understand the nuance of human interaction. So it's like, oh, we put it in a movie, not realizing we think it's fake, but they're like, yeah, we told them. And they just said, oh, this is great. You know, right? Like they live. Oh, that well, wasn't a movie. That's a newscast. You know,
I get what you're saying. Just, I would hope that a species intelligent enough for intergalactic travel wouldn't fall for the lies of the Democrats, right? Like I would hope that they wouldn't fall for the type of, you know, scheme that you're laying forward. But, you know, I get the impulse to try to go, okay, I'm going to try to make sense of what these people are doing. But the thing is, man, yeah, living in a bunker and ruling over a land of ash doesn't make a lot of sense to you and I, but we're not evil dirtbags. So, you know, maybe the solution, it's like, wow, none of this makes any sense. It's like, well, they're inhuman. They don't derive joy from the things we derive joy from. They derive joy from, you know, watching their enemies in misery. We want to see our enemies drop the beliefs that make them our enemies and join us on the side of good and progress and, prosperity. They're not interested in that, but it is interesting and something is certainly coming. I don't think it's good, but, I guess it's sort of a white-pilled look at, for us, provided by Dan in the Southeast. Let's see if we can get one more call in before the end of the day. We haven't heard from Clown Car in quite a while. Clown Car from the city of New York. Thank you for calling in, Clown Car. Good to hear from you again.
Good morning, Harrison. Clown Car reporting for duty, sir. I can't believe your wrap-up with the whole Synapse whole year, two-year wrap-up with the COVID. What do you call that piece?
Which one?
The comedy piece you just released. Where
skit, the pitch meeting, the COVID pitch meeting.
Oh, my goodness. That has to be turned into one of those TikToker things where, like, you know, different types of people of different race, colors, and religions do it over. You know, it would be very funny, I think, to see like a Pakistani doing your voice or, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I totally stole the format from the pitch meetings on YouTube. I'm very open and upfront about that. So if anybody else wants to make it, you're not stealing from me. You're stealing from Ryan George at Screen Rant. So I just adapted it. And yeah, it's a great platform for just exposing how ridiculous all this is. But thank you for the compliment. I'm glad you liked it.
Actually, from one professional comedian to another, ladies and gentlemen, you've just been introduced to the genius, which is known as Harrison Smith, the comedian. Also, Harrison, I have to bring up, we have a serious issue. EMF readers are reading where people are vaccinated. I sent Matt the video a little while ago. Maybe you can pull it up real quick. It's a very disturbing video. I also bought the CO2 carbon dioxide detector. Also very disturbing readings. It's been calibrated by the people who calibrate machines for NYSHA and OSHA. That actually bought the very same machine that is credited within OSHA. You know, I heard the redheaded chick, what's her name, Carrot Top, Psaki?
Psaki, Jen Psaki? You can call her Carrot Top if you want.
Yeah, so she was saying that, you know, we have to go by OSHA rules or else, you know, this game is off. So I think if we go by OSHA rules, the masks are off. We need to pull the leg out from the table, let the house of cards start to tumble, because it's built on a house of crap. You understand?
Yeah, and no, you're exactly right. Yeah, hold them to their own account. Thank you for the call, Clown Car. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So much news still to cover. This just dropped hours ago. German police use COVID tracking data to hunt down witnesses to a man's death by tracking restaurant customers' movements through vaccine passports. I'm shocked. I'm shocked and surprised. Police accessed data after a man fell while leaving a restaurant in Mainz. Seeking witnesses, they made use of data from an app known as Luca. It is designed for users to register time spent in venues to track the spread of COVID. Police and prosecutors gained access on 21 people who were at the restaurant. After an outcry, prosecutors apologized and an inquiry has been opened. So yes, folks, the biomedical spy state is here. You didn't fall for it, did you? You didn't download that app, did you? Why would you think that would be used for anything except for your own tyrannization? Come on, don't be stupid. There's no reason they would want to track you and everyone that you know and everywhere that you go and everything that you do for any good reason. Are you kidding me? You fell for that? I guess you get what you deserve. I mean, come on. I mean, just my God. Yeah, I gave a key to my house to a homeless man, and then he broke in and stole things. Like, yeah, I bet he did. I bet he did. I bet you did give power to a dirtbag, and now we're surprised that they're using it against you? You deserve what you get. So yeah, I mean, in case there was any question as to why they're doing all of these measures, as to why they're telling you to download track and trace technology, why they want you to have a vaccine passport, why they want to be able to track you continuously through your very DNA being broadcast through nanomachines, it's because they're tyrants, folks. It's not that complicated. They don't care about you. They don't care about your health. They aren't working to better your life. They're working to enslave you. It could not be more obvious. It's just like, I don't know. We named the show The American Journal. It should have just been Captain Obvious. Welcome to Captain Obvious. Captain Obvious's ship of absurdity. That's what this show truly is. Cause like nothing I'm saying, it's like, I don't know. Again, I've said it before where like Alex Jones is like, I'm not worthy to bring you this message. It's like, do I even need to be here? I don't know. All of this is obvious. All this is in your face, out in the open. The people that are doing the bad things are like out there announcing they're doing it. It's like, I'm the only one. We're the only ones. InfoWars the only one that's just like, this is bad. Hey, everybody, this is not good. This is obvious where all of this is going. So, I don't know. I guess that's the value. It's just like, just reaffirming to the non-morons out there, like, no, you're not insane. No, this is evil. No, it is obvious where they're going with this. You're not the crazy one. You get it. Everybody else is just, crazy. Just crazy, man. Here's a pretty amazing, article out of, I don't know, was this Germany? Doesn't look like German. Maybe, Denmark or something. But it's an article from a very well-established, like basically their version of the New York Times says, we failed. They say for almost 2 years, the press and the population have been almost hypnotically preoccupied with the authorities' daily coronadal, which I think is just the daily, you know, coronavirus update. They said, we've stared at the oscillations of the number pendulum when it came to infected, hospitalized, and died with corona. And we've been given the significant of the significance of the pendulum's smallest movements laid out by experts, politicians, and authorities who have constantly warned us about the dormant corona monster under our beds, a monster just waiting for us to fall asleep so it can strike in the gloom and darkness of the night. The constant mental alertness has worn off tremendously on all of us, which is why we, the press, must also take stock of our own efforts, and we have failed. They say we have not been vigilant enough at the garden gates when the authorities were required to answer what it actually meant that people were being hospitalized with corona and not because of corona, because it makes a difference, a big difference. Exactly, the official hospitalization numbers have been shown to be 20% higher than the actual figure for how many there are in the hospital simply because they have corona. We only know that now. Of course, it's jumbled because it's been translated, so it's not exactly perfect, but you get what they're saying, right? They're saying that we've been lied to this entire time. They say that we did not do our due diligence and actually question these people. Because again, human beings are good, and you don't expect people to take advantage of something like this. Just like you wouldn't expect, you know, if you were suffering from cancer, that somebody would come and say, hey, I really want to help you get through this cancer. When in reality, they're just trying to enrich themselves and rob you. Like, it doesn't even enter our realm of possibility because we're not evil. But these people are. And this is the thing that I don't understand. People really refuse to understand how evil the establishment is. I don't get why this is a big stretch. Like, they feel some sort of loyalty to these people. You feel some sort of loyalty to Satan. You feel some sort of loyalty to Adolf Hitler. Like, why? What are you getting from this? What are you gaining from this? What personal stake do you have in this establishment? None. You're a bug under their feet and you're fighting for them. You're arguing in favor of them. You're refusing to ask them questions. I can't tell you how many times in my personal life I've heard people, overheard them, be like, well, they just hate Anthony. He's just a good man. Anthony Fauci's just a decent man trying to help everybody. Why does everyone hate him? And it's like, name me one thing he's done to prove that. Give me one one piece of evidence that shows Anthony Fauci has done a single thing positive when it comes to COVID, when it comes to vaccines. Like, why, what has he done? I don't know. I don't know. It's just absurd. They've done nothing to earn your trust. They have done nothing positive. They have never once given you the straight facts as they know them. And it's now been all revealed. It's not like they didn't know the facts. They knew them. They were emailing each other about the facts. They were emailing each other going, oh gosh, it looks like it leaked from a lab. And then they're getting in front of the camera and saying the lab leak is a wild conspiracy theory that doesn't brook the slightest, you know, attention at all. And it's just, these people are all liars. They're all inordinate liars. It's completely outrageous. Hey, remember when we had Dr. McCullough on and he was talking about a nasal spray that could protect you from COVID? Well, New York Post has this story. Nasal spray could protect against all COVID-19 variants for 8 hours. In case you need another piece of evidence that InfoWars was tomorrow's news today, this was revealed on American Journal, about a month ago at this point. Oh my God. All right. Let me just read some of these. I'm just going to have to do a little quick coronavirus news dump here because, we're about to welcome Alex Stein to the program and it's going to get funny. So let's cover stuff that's not funny, shall we? Pandemic of the vaccinated. Latest UK health data shows vaccinated deaths higher than unvaccinated deaths in the last 3 months. Official health data from the British government shows that fully vaccinated individuals are not experiencing the robust protection against hospitalization or death that they were promised, but rather have alarmingly been contracting the virus, getting hospitalized, and even dying at a much higher number than the unvaccinated have been for over the past few months. As of December 5th, the vaccinated have accounted for a whopping 4 out of 5 total COVID deaths in England since August 16th, 2021. Pandemic of the vaccinated, folks. Like, this information's coming out now. You can't hide from this anymore. You can't pretend like you didn't know this. Even the newspapers now doing their apologies. Oh, we're so sorry for this. Well, you knew it the whole time. You should be sorry. And you should change the way that you report things. That's the big difference, right? Remember, New York Times came out and apologized after Trump got elected. Oh, we're very sorry for the way that we've covered things. It was very unfair. It's like what they mean is that we're very sorry that our scam didn't work and our scheming wasn't as overt enough. And so next time we'll gaslight even harder. We'll perform even more extreme psychological operations. And next time, you know, there won't be another, you know, we'll censor everybody that contradicts us. So next time, you know, our lies won't be exposed. We'll do better next time. It's for their health. Ronald McDonald House charity in Canada is set to begin evicting cancer-stricken children over their vax status. And they're not the only ones. Make-A-Wish Foundation is refusing a 4-year-old cancer patient a trip to Disney World because he's not vaccinated. I know what you're thinking. Well, 4-year-olds aren't even qualified for the vax under this regime. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The dying child with cancer, he just has to suffer. He just has to just die, I guess. That's what Make-A-Wish Foundation's all about, right? I want to play that video. I'll play that video in the first 5 minutes of the next hour before we welcome Alex Stein, because there's actually more information in that video that they just sort of gloss over. But yeah, now 4-year-olds, not even eligible for the vaccine, are being kicked out of the Ronald McDonald House, which, hey, I like the Ronald McDonald House charity. I did a video for them once and I got to interview a whole bunch of people at the Ronald McDonald House. It sounded like a miraculous thing for them. They're like, man, we wouldn't be able to see our child for 6 months if it wasn't for the Ronald McDonald House. Like, they're like weeping. It's like the best thing ever for them. I think it's a great charity from what I've seen and the people that I've talked to, but, turns out they're also globalist scumbags and they're kicking 4-year-olds out of their hospital because they're not vaccinated. So, all right, just another charity down the drain. Just another good thing, humans working together to help sick children. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. You have to be a heartless dirtbag. You have to be a heartless anti-human child murderer in this world. You're a good person if you murder children.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On 2 of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number 1 bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, join Bill Gates, and together we will defeat humanity. Then our God's sake will reward us with eternal life. That's basically the ethos of the globalists. They must first play God. They must first prove that they are the fittest in their social Darwinistic system. And in a way, they're right. If we let them lie to us and dumb us down and poison us and destroy our children's futures, the evidence is overwhelming and out in the open. We really deserve what's happened to us. So I ask you now, are you going to step up and expose the New World Order even more? I know I'm pledging to step up and redouble my efforts. The front lines of the fight is InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're getting Alex Stein on the line right now. But in the meantime, I want to play this video for you about the Make-A-Wish Foundation refusing a four-year-old cancer patient with terminal illness a trip to Disney World because he's not vaccinated, even though he's not qualified. But I think there's more to this story that they sort of gloss over, and I'll interject at the appropriate time. But first, here's a news report about this child abuse here. Let's watch.
Let's turn our attention to this story that has me pretty outraged, probably you too. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, they're refusing to grant a wish to a four-year-old boy with cancer because he's not vaccinated.
Yeah, national correspondent Mike Carter has this story. Mike.
Everyone knew he wanted to go to Disney. And then to get that phone call, I was like, it was a punch in the gut.
Gabriella DiMaggio's four-year-old son, Rocco, likes to keep it moving.
Every morning, where are we going today? He doesn't like to stay home. So he always wants to know where we're going next.
That's why in the spring of 2020, with Rocco in the midst of the terrible twos, Gabriella and her husband started wondering why Rocco was slowing down.
We took him to his pediatrician about 3 times and said, you know, he's complaining of back pain, saying he's not feeling well, and the pediatrician just kept saying, oh, it's COVID, let all of that wear off, let him get better, let him heal. And I'm like, you know what, something's just not right.
Rocco would be diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma.
See that part? Let's pause it right there. Did you hear what she just said? She said her son was showing signs of the cancer that was growing in his body. She took him to the doctor, and the doctor refused to look at him because she said it was just COVID. Did he test positive for COVID? Like, think about what this kid has gone through over the last 2 years. It's like all of the absurdity of coronavirus has landed on this one sick child, right? From the moment his consciousness was awakened, right, at like around 2 years old, like the moment he starts like becoming aware of what's around him, everybody he knows is wearing masks. He's separated from other children. He's isolated. He's one of the, like, to be 4 years old right now is like the worst possible age, right? Because even, like, my son is almost 1 year old. He doesn't, you know, his life hasn't been any different because of COVID. We wouldn't be doing anything different. So, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. But, like, if you spend your life from age 2 to age 4 under this COVID lockdown, that's your most formative years and most psychological damage. Then he gets cancer, and then his cancer goes untreated, unlooked at, because the doctor is so scared of COVID. They're so obsessed with COVID that she's like, yeah, he has back pain and he has all these other things. And they're like, well, it's probably COVID. Really? Is that a symptom of COVID? No, of course not. Is there any justification for this? But I mean, this is the psychological takeover of the medical industry that's happened. She's lucky she even got an appointment. I mean, if she'd lived in the UK, the NHS would have told her, sorry, not now. COVID. Sorry, we have to deal with COVID. So the child with cancer that maybe could have been stopped early on, we're going to ignore it. So the kid gets cancer, like his life is destroyed because of the lockdowns. He gets cancer. The cancer goes untreated because the doctors are so obsessed with COVID. Then he wants to go to Disney World as his last act as a dying four-year-old, and he's prevented from doing it because he can't get the vaccine that he's not eligible for. It's just like how many tens of thousands of children around the country have some aspect of this story destroying their lives. Well, one of these factors is massively impacting the lives of children around the entire country and around the entire world, really. You think any of these people care? You think Dr. Fauci cares? Dr. Fauci a hero for his participation in what has led to this? Is this a positive outcome that we're all looking for? And it's crazy. I mean, you can ask a little bit like, this is what they've done to you. This is how far they have destroyed your humanity. That you could take, you could go, hey, look, this dying four-year-old who's only dying because the COVID procedures prevented him from getting looked at early on. So like COVID's already killing him. Can you let him go ride some, can you let him go meet Mickey Mouse? And they're just like, he's not vaccinated. Okay. It's just this like child wasting away, hair falling out. Just like, I'd like to have some fun before I die. And they're just like, you should have thought about that before you didn't take the vaccine. Go die now, child. It's just like, sick, utterly sick. This entire civilization has been poisoned, not by coronavirus, but by whatever this mental illness is.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Will the real Dr. Fauci please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Vaccinate your mom. Vaccinate your dad. Vaccinate the happy. Vaccinate the sad. Vaccinate your babies. Vaccinate them. Even if they got rabies. Vaccinate my life. Vaccinate my wife. Vaccinate your DNA. Vaccine created by the CIA. Vaccinate your body. Vaccinate me at the party. Vaccination freak. Vaccination freak and leak. I want the vaccine in my life. I want the vaccine for my wife. I want to vaccinate you all day long. Vaccinate you all.
This video was just part of a viral video. You can see the whole thing on the Twitter of my guest, Mr. Alex Stein. And I welcome now Alex Stein to the program. He's a viral satirist and a host of Conspiracy Castle on social media, including YouTube for now. We'll see how long that lasts. He's well known for his public stunts and live streams where he highlights the absurd contradictions people hold on to in order to conform to false realities. He's here today to talk about a couple of his latest videos where he advocates to end homelessness and another where he shows Dallas City Council how to relate to teenagers to get the vaccine. You can find him on band.video, of course, at Conspiracy Castle, or if you want to contribute to the globalist takeover, you can find him on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Conspiracy Castle. Congratulations, Alex, on absolutely bamboozling all of the internet yesterday who actually believed that you were serious when you were doing that very clever vaccine rap.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy that I trolled some people on the right, too, because, you know, everybody's identity now, we can't, you know, it's just all either anti-vaccine, you're pro-vaccine, it's everybody's identity. So that's kind of where we're at. And sadly, people are so sadistic right now, they actually think that that's real. I mean, people can't even tell the difference between what's real and fake anymore, because you see all these nurses dancing in the ICU, dancing right in the ER. So when you see a guy spray hand sanitizer on his face and, you know, act a fool, people love it. But I said this at the break. When we said hello, listen, it's just sad that I get 2 million views on, you know, like a bootleg version of a city council video, and that goes viral, and being actually acting mentally insane like a lunatic. And every person that calls me a lunatic, I have to agree, because it's very, I was a lunatic. But on top of that, you made a thought, you know, provoking video that had steps and layers to it that explained what's really going on. And, you know, that you almost have to beat over somebody's head to get a million views. You know, why is that, Harrison, that it's like we're so sadistic as a society. You just want to see people melting down in public. And that's why people love this, is because it's so self-deprecating. And people are all kind of in their own, you know, head already. So when they see somebody having a mental breakdown, goofing around like this in such a serious place, that fish out of water makes them feel a little better about themselves.
No, it's hilarious. I mean, really, I think it's a great, like, we both go viral on, you know, essentially the same day, you know, both with these comedy sketches. I think we've tapped into something here, Alex. I think comedy is the missing ingredient in the information war, and we're sprinkling that, you know, a healthy amount of that. But, you know, I asked it a little bit earlier in the show. I don't know if it's a compliment to your acting skills that people thought you were serious, or if it's just how far gone our society is that people actually thought that was real. I mean, it's hilarious, but utterly absurd. And it totally boggles my mind that people thought this was real. But I mean, yeah, you see the people dancing at the White House. What you were doing is just as real as any of this. So, I mean, it's just...
Dude, it's the exact same thing as this, Harrison. What I did was exactly this exact same thing. I wore the scrubs. Right. I had the stupid mask. I mean, but this is where we're at. We've totally devolved as society. And, you know, I believe that comedy, people are waking up, Harrison, like the information war, but that even though people know that the government is lying to us, they still suffer from the cognitive dissonance where they like just have to accept it for whatever reason. They feel like it's out of their control, or they're like nihilistic, or I can't vote, I can't do anything. So people are almost so beaten down. They're awake to this, but they're so beaten down that they don't have much energy left to fight.
Right. Right. No, it's insane. And I encourage everybody to go to band.video or YouTube, you know, if you feel like it, and watch the Conspiracy Castle video where you can see this whole rap, because my God, man, when you say vaccinate the mayor, I mean, you're looking at the mayor when you say that, right? That had me rolling.
Right at him.
Oh my God. That was so vaccinate the mayor. I'm a vaccinating player. I want to vaccinate my mom. I mean, it's just so absurd, but people believe it because that's where our society is. So, I mean, I guess you know, you're just holding up a mirror to society, aren't you? You're just a true artist.
Well, you know, I don't even want to act like that because, dude, I am a lunatic, but it's just like Andy Kaufman or the people I look up to. It doesn't take, I'm not a genius. I'm, you know, literally just acting, a goofball. There's other guys, JP Sears, Ryan Long, you know, you. And dude, you know who the best is? Your boss, Alex Jones, is the best satirist there is. I mean, other than Donald Trump, I think, and I've said this before, Donald Trump is probably the best public speaker that there is. And second, I think the number one comedian, because all stand-up comedy is dead, is Alex Jones. Dude, he is the meme war. I mean, they don't even want to, you know, have him to be as popular as he is, and he still is because he's so talented, because he's funny. That's what it comes down to, is humor. That's the only way to crack the nut. Because you know a lot of the people that watch this on my channel on band.video. That's what I'm saying. But you know, you get a lot of people on band.video that are just so conspiracy, you know, like they've almost lost all hope, and they're in that nihilistic phase. So I don't want people, we all need to unplug from the matrix, but at some sort of way, we have to have jobs. We have family members that are still plugged into the matrix. So we have to find a way to kind of be able to do both. That's the only way to have a copacetic existence in this, you know, terrible situation that we're in. We have to be awake, but at the same time, show deference and care to the people that are like, oh, I got to get vaccinated for my job. They don't want to lose their job. And you can yell at them all day, don't do it. It's a bioweapon all day long. But I got to feed my, you know, family. I got bills to pay. You want me to lose my job at Southwest Airlines? You want me to lose my job? I've been here 11 years. I mean, I got to take that risk. And that's the thing is everybody's willing to take a calculated risk on the vaccine, but we're not allowed to take a calculated risk on COVID. You know, and I say this as somebody that's lost somebody, you know, she didn't die from COVID. My mom died from the remdesivir she was giving. But what I'm saying is I know that, you know, they could fix all this, Harrison, and they have not. They want people to die from this, and that's the problem. It's never going to end. There's always going to be new variants. And with the vaccine, I believe in the viral shedding is what's causing people to be sick. And I think right now, I'd like to get your opinion. People are sick, in my opinion. I know people that are sick. Maybe it is mildly sick, but everybody's kind of mildly sick with the flu. Isn't that weird? Isn't that a little strange? I know that in years past, we've always had the flu season and stuff, but it seems like every person I've talked to has some sort of flu. Is that a bioweapon from China? Is that some Omicron South African? Like, I don't know. I mean, we can put our tinfoil hat on, but it's just what I see. I talk to people. Could they be faking it because they're mentally kind of sick from all the trauma-based mind control and mass?
Right. Yeah. It could be sort of the reverse placebo effect, certainly.
So everybody's kind of – I feel kind of sick sometimes. I don't know. How's your health? Do you ever feel – I mean, does your health feel great?
I'm great. Look, I smoke enough weed. I'll never get coronavirus things that we're learning.
That's the vaccine. The real vaccine is the weed. People don't want to admit that because I believe that it kind of sterilizes your lungs. But see, you don't want to smoke too much of that because it becomes a crutch. But Harrison, if you have a bunch of comorbidities and you get SARS, or sudden acute respiratory syndrome, you can die. I mean, that is a real thing. But the numbers that they're giving us are fake, dude. I mean, people are dying of heart disease. We just know that they've misled us. They created the virus for the vaccine. They didn't create the vaccine for the virus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what, you know, more and more stuff is coming out about. But I think it's sometimes I almost feel guilty because, like, I watch Alex Jones and, like, he's so intense about everything. And, like, because he's right. This really is a global depopulation scam. Like, if everybody was awake to what was going on, we'd all be running around tearing our hair out. So when I'm laughing at this stuff, when we're making jokes about this stuff, I almost feel guilty a little bit where I'm like, should I be taking this more seriously? But I think you and I are both sort of on the same line where it's like, look, you gotta be able to laugh at this. You gotta be able to poke fun at this because their goal is to make you miserable. Their goal is to make you lonely and sad and depressed so they can take advantage of that. So you defeat that by being happy and being humorous and being loving and being, you know, having your friends around, that in and of itself is a victory against their scheme. And, you know, Alex Jones is such a great example of that, where even when things are coming down, the laughs will still come out because at the end of the day, you know, it's joyous to be in this fight. I know you enjoy it so much. We're going to come back with another one of your videos, the homeless video, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Alex Stein, the king of the conspiracy castle. And you can find Conspiracy Castle on band.video. He's just one of the people that we've added as we expand to counteract the censorship on social media.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth. Tell folks about the broadcast however you can. And buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. Why do my enemies hate me so much? Why do the globalists hate you so much? Why do they hate America so much? Because it's an idea of freedom that their tyrannical system that they're pushing cannot coexist with. It's very, very simple. For their world government, their anti-human, post-human, eugenic system to flourish, freedom and liberty and due process and justice and God-fearing systems must fail. So sure, you didn't start a fight with Bill Gates. You didn't start a fight with David Rockefeller. You didn't start a fight with the UN. They started a fight with you. And they're not going to back down, and they're not going to go away, and they're not going to ever stop their attacks until they have the fear of God put into them. But the average person still doesn't even know about the New World Order or about globalism or about corporate fascism. And it's not until people understand that and that we're under attack that we have any chance of beating these people.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Alex Stein? Is Mr. Stein there?
Hello, my name is Alex Stein, and the reason I'm here today is because it's absolutely ridiculous that we cannot provide homes for our homeless, yet we can provide them with unlimited vaccines. Let me tell you this story. After Lights All Night on December 30th, I was leaving the Market Center, you know, where they had the concert. And under the bridge of 35, I noticed there was a group of homeless people, and they were giving themselves the vaccine. And at the time, I thought that was so weird. I'm like, these guys don't even house yet. They have access to the vaccine. And then I realized I'm not eligible for the fourth booster. I just got my third booster, but I'm not eligible for another 5 months. I had been drinking. I'd been doing some other stuff, and I made an impulsive decision. And I just decided to get my fourth vaccine with these guys. And they got the spoon. They got the knife. They got the needle, and they stuck it in my arm. And, you know, after the 15-minute wait period, I woke up, and it was incredible. It was some of the best, most fun I've ever had. You know, I felt good. We ended up all, you know, having a good time. Some people were like making love, but it's just sad that like you can give all these homeless people as many vaccines as possible where they can just do it all night. I probably did six vaccines that night, and yet they don't have a place to actually make love other than behind a dumpster. It's just, we need to get our priorities straight. Like Anthony Fauci, the CDC, some of that money that they're using for the vaccines should go so that, you know, like, they're not,
oh,
just
my God. Absolutely brilliant. That's Alex Stein yet again trolling the Dallas City Council. You can find that video at band.video under the Conspiracy Castle headline. Oh my God. Just hysterical, man. And you know, we were talking during the break that, and you described them in the previous segment as NPCs. And like, it's so true. If you're playing Skyrim or you're playing one of these RPG games, you can be running around as the main character. You're smashing things or like throwing cats in the air, and all the NPCs just ignore you. Like, they're programmed to do, and they don't know how to respond to you. So they just don't. And it's like, that really is what happens at Dallas City Council. Listen, a bunch of NPCs can't handle a new main character on the stage. They don't know how to react to it.
That's exactly what it is. And if their reaction is, it's like A or B, they can only do two things. Or they can't, you know, that you can't take control of them. They can't break character whatsoever. They have no options to be themselves. And that's really what's wrong with society is like, you know, these leaders, you know, can't even be themselves because they're all puppets. And you're saying that that's the problem. We can get all dark and sadistic about the world is that we're run by these multinational corporations like Pfizer that are, their interests are global. Their interests aren't just in the United States. These guys, if they were so magnanimous and trying to fix people with this vaccine, then why don't they release the patents and let all these other countries produce it? They don't, because they're trying to subsidize it by giving us free vaccine, which is socialism. I mean, which is, you know, it is what it is. We're already basically, you know, we have so many social services. I think we already basically are in socialism. But they're going to subsidize this vaccine globally, and they think, oh, these politicians, oh, well, all this money from the world is going to come into Pfizer, and that's an American company, so that's good for us at the end of the day, right. Which is all a lie, because all these political action committees by these politicians, it's like you got guys like Ted Cruz calling the January 6th people terrorists, yep. And then he tries to go on the House floor, or I forget where he was in the interrogation, saying, oh, were there FBI agents in the on January 6th? Yeah, duh, you know that. Ted Cruz knows there's agent provocateurs. He knows who Ray Epps is. So they play dumb. And I know that you have to add the leading questions and all that stuff. But he should be like, hey, I have evidence that Ray Epps is an FBI informant. Is Ray Epps an FBI informant? You ask that question. You don't say, were there FBI informants?
Right,
so I'm just
right.
Saying, they're all crooked because they're all bought and sold by some political action committee, by somebody that is not, these are corporations that don't have the ability to feel empathy. When they see the homeless people under the bridge, Pfizer doesn't care about homelessness, dude. I mean, right. Nike doesn't care about homelessness. As a matter of fact, Nike wants to make the cheapest shoes possible. They want to be able to exploit China and sell it to America as much as possible. That's their whole business plan, is to literally subsidize all of our entire the American way in order to, I guess, gain power globally. And right. Alex, your boss has been talking about it all day long. I mean, since the start of this, that is a global agenda. And the medical tyranny that we're under is how they lead us into it, because this is what gets the digital passports. Then that gets us the Patriot Act 2.0. And then that gets us a social credit system and the digital currency, all because of no virus, can't touch the money. I mean, it's just all the invisible virus. You know, I never thought in the Constitution it would say, hey, we can throw all this away if there's a bad virus going around.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I just think it's like it's counterintuitive, but it's almost like when you go out there and just act totally ridiculous, you act like you love the vaccine, you're dancing around, singing about how much you love it, waving masks in the air, hysterical. But it's somehow more real than the people sitting across from you trying to take it seriously, right? It's like if they would just laugh at it, if they would like, you know, go along with it. It's strange. It's counterintuitive, but it's like you going out there and just doing this and sort of shattering the false reality that they've erected around themselves. You're somehow being more real than them. It's kind of counterfactual, but you didn't just trick right wingers, because I saw a lot of right wing people retweet this going, oh my God, our civilization is over, thinking that you're being serious.
Ted Cruz tweeted it today saying,
did he really?
A day late. That's just how dumb he is. He's just such an idiot. Okay, but real quick, so should I do this? I want to hear you had a point, but Ted Cruz is speaking. I think now I say it on InfoWars. Maybe I won't. Hope it doesn't tip him off, but he's speaking at this thing. I want to go confront Ted Cruz. Like, why would you call the people on January 6th terrorists when we know that there was the election was total bogus? Sham. I mean, they didn't stand up for that election one bit. And listen, you can say whatever you want about Trump. He's a vaccine salesman. We know he's not a great guy. He won that election. I mean, there's no
100%.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Right. Even if
energy.
Even if you thought that it was legitimate before, the way the Democrats acted after the election, it's like, okay, they're clearly covering up all this stuff. But hold on, I don't want to get under the weeds, because I want to hear about your interactions with the leftist media following your newfound fame. You've had some interviews, have you not?
Okay, so listen, so as soon as it, you know, I guess got spurned off by the blue check mark, and that shows you in this day and age, if you have a blue check mark, people take it as, you know, credible because, you know, oh, it's a blue check mark. And you're right, Twitter, YouTube, it all sucks. Instagram, it is the globalist metaverse that they created, but it's where people meet. I think it's the only way to kind of crack the nut. But
oh, for sure.
Because they don't want us to be there, I think we should be there more. But not on that topic. What I'm saying is that the people that have reached out on the left, you know, they're like, you know, are you a nurse? Are you in the, you know, healthcare? You know, what's your motivation? And then once they look at my Twitter feed, they're like, oh, why have you shared so much anti-vax rhetoric? You know, they start running away and they say they, both people, Vice and BuzzFeed, have both reached out and said, you know, once I got them, you know, on the phone, I called them, they both gave me their numbers. Like, oh, we can't platform you. I'm sorry. And when I say numbers, you know, this is them texting me, but this is like me trying to call me, them giving me their number, me calling them, not answering, and then saying they can't platform me over text. Like, so they realize that the mainstream media is in so much control. They own these freaking journalists. Even these micro niche journalists are all bought and sold. I mean, I don't know, you know, who pays them. I'm just saying they cannot platform somebody that will speak what they call misinformation. There's a guy, Stephen Monticelli, that is going on an information campaign about me, so mad. Everywhere, every single blue check mark that posted this video, he writes, oh, this guy is a conspiracy YouTube channel where he talks about anti-vax rhetoric. It's like these people can't, they're against free speech.
No, that's what's so funny. Hold on. Can you stay for another segment?
For sure. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Alex Stein's going to stay for another segment. We're going to keep talking to him about trolling the leftist media in the way that he's done. But it's amazing. You know, when they see you dancing around like an idiot, waving your mask, they think, this guy's cool. We need to get this guy on. Then they realize you're doing it in satire, and they're like, oh. They have to feel like fools.
So cool, Harrison. They thought it was so cool.
Oh, my God. They're such losers. And you're making a fool out of all of them, and it's brilliant. We'll be right back with Alex Stein, folks. Don't go anywhere.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink Kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, Kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only Kava Kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars on the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. My guest is Alex Stein, king of the conspiracy castle, wearer of the tinfoil crown. You can find his channel, Conspiracy Castle, on band.video. You can also share it on YouTube and Instagram and all that good stuff, too. But, you know, I think it's great. Like, bringing in creators like yourself, having a platform on band.video, you know you'll never get censored from us. You know we won't restrict your reach. Like, that's what band.video is there for, and I love that you're a part of it now, and it's a place where your art can live on, sir. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It's the most beautiful thing. It's actually a place to speak freely, and I just didn't want to forget, guys, you know, I have to take my prophylactic. This is my Bimectin horse paste, ivermectin, guys. They don't want you to have it. If you go to CVS, you try to get this, they're going to say no. But you go on Amazon, I'm going to just, I want to, you know, take a little bit in honor of Alex, you know, we're going to.
Oh, yeah. How is it? You get the green apple flavor?
No, this is the red apple flavor. The green apple's a little better. The red's not as good. It's a little bitter. Honest to God, they can buy Mectin. They can work on their flavors a little. Their flavor combination, I mean, if I'm being honest.
Well, they're for horses, Alex.
Honest to God, I have a lot of horse tendencies. I'm really like, this is one thing, I'll say this. This is why I'm kind of the way I am, is when my parents got divorced and they had a custody battle, they fought for custody of our family dog more than me. So I was kind of raised by the family dog, Harrison. You know, they were so bitter that the dog went with me everywhere I went. So I was kind of raised by that dog more than my parents.
You know how it feels talking, like we need to do a skit or something where it's just you and I just having a great time. Like it'll just be, you know, it'll be a guy day. We'll be at the fair, like on the Ferris wheel.
And just
surrounding us are just these hateful evil, like they're all behind masks and they're all just like, you're supposed to be miserable. You're supposed to be mad. You're supposed to be sad. And just like everywhere we go, they're throwing trash at us and we just don't care. Like that's the spirit I get from yours. Like you couldn't care less what these tyrannical scumbags have to say. Like we're going to have a good time. We're going to tell you the truth. We're not going to be scared of their calling us names, and we're not going to be worried about getting their approval. We're just going to do what is right because it's right. And we're going to tell you what's true because it's true. And if that makes you mad, I'm sorry. We're having a great time riding the Ferris wheel anyway. I think
Harrison, I have to say this. You know this, that CIA demonized the term conspiracy theorist when they assassinated JFK. So they don't want us to say it. So in my opinion, like you, you're the counterculture. I'm the counterculture. So I call it myself. I love you joking. I wear a tinfoil crown. I know it's stupid. And I know I like to, you know, sometimes I want to sound normal, but you know, I don't want to sound too crazy, but at the end of the day, dude, conspiracy theorists, they want to demonize that because there are conspiracies, guys. There's a global conspiracy going on right now, you know, with a vaccine that has an emergency use authorization, when in places like Nigeria, where they have high hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin use, they have like no virus. So it's just, dude, people can't see the truth. There are conspiracies. 9/11, we know, was conspired by people within our own government and the government of Israel and Saudi Arabia. And people still don't want to believe it. They still want to have that cognitive dissonance. So that's where we're at. It's like, you know, we have to stay happy because we can feel all that doom and gloom, but we just let them throw trash at us. That sketch of life, that is what they're doing. It's like the muckraking. They can't stand you, Harrison. People are seething when they see you get a million views on your video. You know, I mean, people hate that because it's going against, you know, the mainstream media, and they're trying to make SNL and all their sketches and stuff like that. And it all sucks. They can't get a million views. They have to buy all their views on a bunch of, you know, advertising, sponsorship, marketing crap because nobody likes the content that Hollywood or the entertainment industry is pumping out right now.
Well, I
still think the most hilarious thing about this, I didn't realize Ted Cruz retweeted your video. That is hysterical. The right wing thinking that you were legitimate when you're up there dancing with the mask, like that's funny as heck. But the fact that the left wing thought you were real is far more hysterical to me. Like that is so funny that people saw that video and were like, yes, yes, this guy gets it. He's cool. We're going to interview him. So you've had a couple interviews where first they saw you and they thought, this guy's awesome. This dancing nurse from Dallas knows what's up. We're going to interview him. Then they find out who you really are and what you're really up to. And they go, yeah, we're not. No, never mind. We don't want to platform you. But you have had a few interviews, right? You've had a few successful trolling interviews, have you not?
Well, Texas Monthly, I did a, you know, decent interview and, you know, they asked me, oh, am I transphobic? That's the one thing is, you know, because I went to the city council dressed in the Handmaid's Tale and I said, no, I'm trans. How can a trans person be transphobic? So they don't like, you know, they didn't necessarily like that in the interviews, but yeah, two journalists were nice, but they did their research. They look, they say, oh, well, you go and troll, you know, and they figured out really quick. But at the same time, it doesn't mean it's not interesting. Like there's people writing about me that don't even want to interview me, today because like the Stephen Monticelli guy, because there is something interesting about a guy going there and I'm not saying I'm virtue signaling at all what I'm doing so great, but there is something about like, oh, this regular speaker, he's a lunatic. He says all these crazy things. You kind of want to know more because it's just so, you know, unusual and they can't platform me. Is that the sad thing? Is that was their, both their terminology at BuzzFeed and Vice, you know, as soon as they realized how I was, oh, we can't platform you. Right. And so that's where we're at because I have a different opinion. And in my opinion, honest to God, of course I don't want people to take the vaccine, but if people want to take their booster, they want to wear their mask at this point, they've presented all the evidence that we can present to them and no amount of evidence can convince an idiot. So live and let be. If you want to do heroin, go do heroin. You want to do the vaccine, go do the vaccine at this point. I would suggest to do neither, but you do you at this point, in my opinion.
And they hate that. That's totally anathema to them. They're like, no, no, we tell you what to do and you do it. And if you don't do what we say, or if you come up with a reason why we're wrong, you're an evil person and must be destroyed. Like it's totally foreign to them. This idea of like, look, I'm going to do me and you do you. And if you want to kill yourself with a vaccine and you want to be a slave to the globalist, you're allowed to do that. We'll tell you why it's wrong, but go for it, I guess. I mean, they don't get that because they're control freaks, right? I mean, is it really just as simple as that?
No, this is what it boils down to. And this is, I'm not even trying to get all biblical, but it's out of Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. That's the story of the Tower of Babel. And in that, Nimrod wanted to build a kingdom to heaven and to, you know, go kill God basically. And God said, oh, you know, he's made everybody, you know, speak 60 different languages and they went into a bunch of different tribes. And what they're trying to do now is they're trying to literally reverse engineer that and try to make us under one ruler. And that one ruler will be Satan on earth. And when that happens and we're, you know, have the metaverse and we're, you know, we have gloves that make us feel real and babies are born in pods that are hooked to computers. And, you know, that is the end game for them. And that is when Satan wins. When you tell somebody, oh, you're going to live forever in this fake metaverse and you're going to be a millionaire in the metaverse. But as soon as you plug into it, you die. So that's where we're at. Yeah. We're literally at like a satanic battle of good versus evil. It's even more than this identity politics of mass and stuff. It's that these evil people literally want to shut us down, keep us in a fight or flight so they can control us, keep us in such a low vibrational, you know, force field that we can't even get out of our own way. So we're fighting each other when they are literally killing us. People, they don't even have a treatment for coronavirus, and we've had it for 2 years. And if you're not black, you can't even get monoclonal antibodies. And if you die, there's websites called Sorry Anti-Vaxxer that just, you know,
mock you.
Dances on people's graves. I don't, when somebody dies from taking the vaccine, I hate that. That makes me so sad. I would never feel joy in hearing about anybody die. Even my arch nemesis, you said he died or she died or whatever. I would say that sucks. I hate that for their family. Because death is not good. It's the permanent thing. And these people act like it's a medal of honor. Oh, well, you know, the fight against the coronavirus, it proves that we're winning because all these people, you know, all these people have died. Oh, it's so good. That means that it's, I wore my mask for a reason. That means that I lost my job for a reason.
God, you're right.
I mean, it's sad that people love this.
I had not thought about it like that, but you're exactly right. They see unvaccinated deaths as like confirmation that they were right. And so I think that is an aspect of why they celebrate it. I hadn't really thought about it like that before. That's very interesting.
That's 100% what it is. And you know, we all have confirmation bias because you can find evidence on both sides. You can, you know, in this day and age with, there is a lot of disinformation, misinformation, you know, you can be wrong. There's a lot of good people out there, Harrison. I'm sure, you know, they got the vaccine under very good, you know, pretenses. They're very good people. I know friends and family, you know, I can talk to them all day long, but they think what they're doing is good.
Right. So, and that's the worst part is they take that good aspect of humanity and twist it and turn it against them. Man, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Stein is a man that gets it, and I don't think that's up for question anymore. You can find his videos, once again, Conspiracy Castle at band.video, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Please do share it around. Whether you think it's real, whether you know it's fake, it's always entertaining with Alex Stein. Thanks so much for coming on, sir.
Thank you, Harrison. It's always a pleasure, man.
Always is, man. Band.video is expanding with creators like this. We'll be right back.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been completely and totally vindicated, and so have all of our AM and FM stations and our local TV stations across the country. So I want to salute all of those amazing stations and those incredible listeners that have supported us and kept us on the air over the years as we've been demonized and lied about by the globalist owned and controlled press. It's just come out, as you know, the NIH confirmed that they were ordered by Fauci and others in years past to send hundreds of millions of dollars to the Wuhan lab to create super weaponized viruses, not just gain of function, super weaponized viruses. As you know, that broke 2 days ago now, and they've only given Fauci and Peter Daszak 5 days to hand over all the rest of the documents. So this is the rats leaving the sinking ship. This is evil being exposed. And it's just the beginning. This is seismic. It's massive. So keep spreading the word about InfoWars.com and support these local stations. They are so incredibly important, and they're saving America.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
You're listening listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of American Journal, an InfoWars production. Remember, you support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Go now. I believe it's the last day or maybe the second to last day of the New Year's sale where you're getting 50% off bombshell top line products like Survival Shield X2, 50% off right now with the New Year's sale on InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that's what we need. So we need to keep going is the funding to, you know, hire more people, expand the websites, keep up with the attacks that we're constantly under. I believe either today or tomorrow will be your last day. Play it safe, right? Better safe than sorry. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the New Year's super special. Sales up to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has every single essential nutrient and vitamin that you could possibly need, and you can get it all in one delicious smoothie-like drink or, you know, just fruit punch flavor morning breakfast beverage, and you need trash the rest of the day, you'll still have all of the vitamins and minerals that you need. That's how powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion is, and it's just one of the incredible supplements on offer now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Go there now and get these incredible sales before it's too late or before we run out. And why would you want to support InfoWars? I mean, heck, it's just that, you know, Alex Jones has been right the entire time. It's just that for the last several decades, he's had his finger on the pulse of the news and understood the real stories going on behind the scenes that are not being reported or pushed in headlines on CNN or MSNBC or anywhere else for that matter. One of the biggest examples of this, I think, is the idea of environmentalism. Got a lot of environmentalists out there who have been totally and completely captured by the global warming climate change scam, the cabal, right? Whose real goal is the elimination of human life, since we are carbon and since we do create the carbon. Bill Gates did a presentation where he had a mathematical equation, and the goal was to get that equation to equal zero. And one of the elements in that equation, and I believe it was mostly a multiplication equation, was the number of human beings. So if you're trying to get to zero through an equation in which one of the denominators is the population of Earth, what do you think they're up to? What do you think they're doing? Because you can't get it to zero unless one of those numbers is a zero, right? That's how math works. So if they're trying to get as close to zero as possible, if they're trying to achieve zero, well, an easy way to do that would be turn one of those other numbers into zero. And it was like, you know, the number of people times the average carbon output of each person times whatever else equals zero. And they're trying to get that to zero. All right, well, one of those integers could be zero, could be the human population. You get that to zero, hey, your equation works out. Isn't that convenient? It's mass murder. That's what they're going for. That's what they're attempting. That is their primary overall drive that they are not shy about telling you about. How many times have they told you overpopulation is the biggest problem on Earth? What do you think the solution to overpopulation is? Come on, people. It's not that complicated. So I'm an environmentalist. I know. People don't like when I say that because you get the impression that I'm a stupid person that believes the lies of the environmentalist that are out there. But I love nature. I love trees. I love animals. I love, you know, huge swaths of earth untouched by human industry. It's a beautiful thing that God gave us and that it's our responsibility to preserve. And it's being destroyed right now. And it's not being, you know, the destruction is not being prevented by carbon tax credits. That's stupid. That's a lie. That's a distraction, right? A company can burn down an entire forest. I mean, hell, look at biofuel, right? They'll shut down a coal power fire plant. They'll start up a biofuel plant and they'll celebrate. A year later, they'll say, we've gone 1 year without burning any coal. We've done it all by just burning biofuel. Then you learn what biofuel is, and it's old growth trees from across the ocean. So they cut down a forest in Virginia. They put it on cargo ships propelled by fossil fuels across the Atlantic Ocean. It lands in the UK. They take those old growth trees that have been growing for 100 years in the forest of Virginia, and they burn them for fuel. And then they have the temerity to celebrate that and say, look, we're environmentalists. We didn't burn any coal. This is how stupid these schemes are, right? And of course, one of the primary destroyers of our ecology and destroyers of the environment across the entire globe has been the proliferation, the soaking of like plant life across the globe in poisonous neurotoxins. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when these neurotoxins get into the waterways and go into the wetlands, they change the sexual preference of frogs. I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but it was kind of – Alex Jones kind of made a big deal out of it, and everybody laughed at him because they don't understand what's really going on here. They think the only thing you need to do to fight for the environment, to save Earth, is to stop eating meat. Yeah, we'll just eat bugs all the time, and that'll save the Earth. Meanwhile, they're literally just like dumping neurotoxins into the wetlands and just like deforming and mutating all of the amphibious life there. And they think it's funny and they laugh at it. And then they find out it's true years later and they're like, what? Wait, it really does do that? I thought that was a big joke. And it's like, no, you idiots. The mainstream media portrayed it as a big joke because they're sponsored by the companies that are doing this to you and to all of us. So all of this is just a big buildup for a very important story that's going completely unreported. It is a study that took place in Switzerland, of all places. Now, say what you want about Europe, and what I want to say is they're a bunch of lazy socialist weirdos. But hey, at least their government seems to at times actually care about them. It seems like their government, you know, when they have whatever their equivalent of the EPA is, they actually seem to hold, you know, manufacturers to account for certain things. They're like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have plastics in our food. I don't know. And maybe when Subway sells tuna fish, it should contain tuna fish. There's an idea, right? Instead of some sort of chemical stew. So Europe's actually pretty good at this. So this study comes from Switzerland, which out of all of the European countries is really the best of the best. Like we order our baby formula from Switzerland because it's the only way you can get non-soy formula. If you want to get – and here's the craziest thing. We have a friend that also buys from the same place in Switzerland, cow – like dairy formula that's actually made from milk. It doesn't have soy. It doesn't have all of the poisons that all of the, you know, American formulas have. If you're not lucky, the FDA, the postal service, will stop your package of baby formula from Switzerland. That's how much they don't want you to have good stuff here in America. So they'll stop things that are approved in Switzerland. Much higher, you know, level of health must be achieved for you to sell things in Switzerland. But they'll stop that package of baby formula. It happened to my friend. He was like, dude, I'm freaking out. My baby doesn't have any formula because they literally stole it from us because they didn't want us having non-soy, non-chemical stew formula here in America. So that's Switzerland. Really top of the line. This study is from Switzerland. And the study name is this. Multiple neonicotinoids in children's cerebrospinal fluid, plasma, and urine. Neonicotinoids, NN, are selective neurotoxic pesticides that bind to insects but also mammal nicotinid receptors. It is the most widely used class of insecticides worldwide. They are ubiquitously found in the environment, wildlife, and foods, and thus of special concern for their impacts on the environment and human health. They're vital to NACHRs are vital to proper brain organization during prenatal period and play important roles in various motor, emotional, and cognitive functions. Little is known on children's contamination by neonicotinoids. In a pilot study, they test the hypothesis that the children's cerebrospinal fluids can be contaminated by neonicotinoids. So what they did was they analyzed leftover CSF blood and urine samples from children who'd been treated for leukemias and lymphomas and undergoing therapeutic lumbar punctions. They monitored all neonicotinoids proved on the global market and some of the most common metabolites by high ultra performance liquid chromatography tandem mass spectrometry. Very scientific. Well, here are the results. From August to December 2020, 14 children were consecutively included in the study. Median age was 8 years old with an age range from 3 to 18. All CSF and plasma samples were positive for at least one neonicotinoid. 9 of them, 64% of them, and 13 or 93% of plasma samples contained more than one neonicotinoid. 13, that is 93% of the samples, had this one, I'm not even gonna, N-desmethyl Acetamiprid, a major metabolite, all but one urine samples were positive for more than one neonicotinoids. So this is a neurotoxin that has unknown but certainly highly damaging effects on the brain stems and brain functions of human beings. And even in the high up mountainous and incredibly healthy land of Switzerland, every single child from the age of 3 to 18 had at least one of these pervasively in their spinal column and in their spinal fluid. And all but one of them had more than one of these concentrations, at least two. They're poisoning the entire earth, folks, and they want you to eat bugs, as if that's going to solve it.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear a mask, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. We'll remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It has been. 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 It has been.